Hey, this is Dex from the Morning Invasion. Do you love hearing Steve-O every morning?
It's a Morning Invasion. Coming straight to your Asians?
Stop it. Stop it. He made it racist.
Or maybe you like that southern boy from Mississippi, Mateo.
It's the Morning Invasion. Adjusted for inflation. I'd like to rap into you, but I'm comfy in my station.
With growing numbers each week, you could use this time to tell our listeners about your business or product. Get in touch with us by sending an email to radio@star88.fm.
The stage is set. The curtain rises. We are ready to begin.
What time is it?
Time to wake up.
Good morning.
It will be once this brand muffin works its magic.
Sounds like a case of the Mondays.
I hate Mondays.
Monday.
Get up, okay? Get up.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
It is time.
What time is it?
Showtime.
Good morning, everyone. How you doing out there?
I love this song. Is this Fitz and the Tantrums?
Yeah, did you see them when they came to town?
No.
They came last year. They were really good.
It's awesome.
It is Monday, February 22nd. Our boy Teo is back.
Woo!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Good to have you back.
Thanks, man.
Come on, Mississippi. Mississippi, don't you reckon it's time?
Who is this?
If the flag came now, cause the world turned around. Can't move ahead if we're looking behind.
I have no idea.
Wanna oh, this is about them.
My name is Earl.
Nice. Is it really?
That's what it was. That's where I got it up from. My name is Earl.
Mississippi. Man.
Good to have you back, Tao.
Thanks.
Man.
I learned a lot.
On your trip?
Mm-hmm.
On your adventure?
Mm-hmm.
You went west, then you went east.
I did.
Got lots of stories to share.
Lots of stories. I want to share an email that we got first, though.
Please do.
Can you play letters music?
Oh, no.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
Wonder who it's from.
I'll tell you who it's from. The subject is your DJ being disrespectful on the radio.
Oh,
great.
DJ.
From a guy named George. Says, I've been listening since it was M88 a couple weeks ago. One of the DJs asked Steve-O a question. And it was a simple question. The answer was our Lord and Savior, and he turned around and said something like Lord of the Rings, and then claimed he didn't hear the question. If that was true, then why even answer it? Maybe it was a mistake, but I highly doubt it. The point is, to disrespect the Lord, and you're a Christian radio station, that offhand comment tells me I will never hear your radio again.
No.
It's been a race off my radios.
No.
God will only honor those who honor him.
What happened? I don't even remember this.
We got this on Friday.
I have no idea.
So I wasn't here.
Was it Buck?
He said a couple weeks ago, though. So you were here a couple weeks ago.
Oh, this was a couple weeks
That's
ago?
That's what it said, right?
I wasn't here when he tried to hold you accountable and you ignored his email.
When did we get that?
Friday.
What time?
Right before 1 o'clock.
Oh, see? Yeah. No wonder. I'm like, I didn't see this.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Wow. I just want to know, while I was gone, what you guys were doing. Maybe this was when you interviewed Jermaine Dupri.
Nope, that was definitely not it.
Nope, that wasn't that.
If it was a couple weeks ago, Lord of the Rings. I don't know. You
I
know what?
No
whatever.
It offends whatever. Me. I'm offended.
Okay. George, I'm sorry you were offended. If you've been listening since the M88 days, chances are you've listened to me for the last 13 years.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And you probably know that I am usually sarcastic. And funny, and yet at the very...
Hang on.
Yeah.
I get the sarcastic part.
No, but let me finish.
But
can
what
I, can
was
I
the,
finish?
What
can
was
I finish,
the next
my
one?
Friend? Can
what
I finish,
was the next
friend?
Adjective you used?
Because here, what was it? What did
you
I say?
You said funny.
Oh, sorry.
You were calling yourself funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now Dex is offended.
Yeah.
will you read the part? What was it again that he was offended about?
He says it's because the answer to the question, one of the DJs, it was probably you or me. We asked Steve-O, we said, hey, who's the best around? Who's never going to keep you down? Who's going to get you through all this stuff no matter what? And then probably just something, because he says the answer, the simple question, What the answer was our Lord Jesus. And Steve-O turned it around and said something like, Lord of the Rings.
I think I remember that now.
Really?
I kind of do.
Okay, you've got to find that on the podcast.
Like I feel it in my spirit.
I don't even remember it. Two, thanks for the benefit of the doubt. You've been listening since M88 days, and it's like, he maybe it was a mistake. Maybe he didn't hear it, but I doubt it. His obvious point was to disrespect our Savior. I'm like, wow. Thanks, bro.
It sounds to me like counts, man. He's not giving you the benefit of a doubt, but he's giving you a lot of doubt.
That's okay. You know, he doesn't have to listen. In fact, he's probably not listening right now, so who cares?
Yeah.
Me.
Okay.
Because while I was gone, I want to know what you guys did.
That wasn't while you were gone. You were here a couple weeks ago.
The email was received while I was gone. So I can only just imagine what you guys were. Yeah. What else were you ignoring?
Yeah, that's
what
true.
Else happened?
I don't know. I don't check the emails that we get here. So that's all Steve-O.
Yeah.
Is that part of Steve's stuff?
Mm-hmm.
He did a good job. Steve-O did a great job filling in with all your stuff.
Oh.
We kind of forgot to do traffic most of the
week. A lot of people forget.
We did it on last Monday.
It's not important to anybody.
I just remembered that. We didn't do traffic at all.
We did it on Monday.
That's the only day that there's traffic, so you guys are good.
Wow, I just noticed that.
I didn't even think about
it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's weird how that happens, you know? You get in a good routine. You know, and then if one of us leaves or, you know, someone gets added to the group, it takes a little bit to kind of get back into a good normal routine again. It throws everything off.
Yeah.
You threw off the balance.
Threw off the groove.
So groove is in the heart.
Was it worth it?
Yeah,
Taking a week off?
Are you kidding me? I had the best week of my life.
The best week of your life?
It was a pretty good week. It wasn't the best week of my life.
You want to go back out on tour?
I don't think I've had the best week of my life yet.
You going to leave us?
I hope not.
You going to do the band thing?
No.
Yay.
Yeah.
Did you really think that I would leave to do the band thing again?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's impossible.
Why?
It's because it's like only opportunities every once in a while.
Mm.
If I left to do the band thing again, I would have to get another side job, like working stock at Forever 21 again.
Mm.
That's all that stuff that you have to remember.
Mm.
When you're all like no health insurance.
That's true.
And I have a kid now, so that's a big thing.
All right, so you're pretty secure here.
And then traveling and all that stuff. Yeah, I don't know. Not to mention, I kept getting text messages from different people all around the country saying, you have got to get back to the radio.
We missed you, man.
I got to hang out with Paul from Houston.
Yeah?
He and his wife, I got to hang out with
them. Oh, that's cool.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was really, really cool.
Paul and Sonny.
It sucked because we were supposed to go on between 9:30 and 10. It was a Friday night, late night show at this bar, and we didn't play till midnight.
Oh, wow.
So they couldn't even stay, but we hung out for a long time. Paul's really cool. Shout out to Paul.
Is he from
good
here?
Dude.
He's from Houston.
They're just listeners from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
But they both grew up here.
Oh, okay.
In the ABQ.
Good.
So we were talking about that.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun.
Share one good story right now.
I got poison oak. I'm not sure how it happened.
What the heck happened? How'd you get poison oak?
No
idea.
Did
you go out potty in the forest and you got...
Sometimes you have to do that sort of thing. No, I don't know. That Houston venue had a courtyard, and that was like the next day. It was on Saturday. It was when I started seeing like all these little bumps on
me. So you probably just brushed up against it, and then you started itching, and then before you knew it, you're itching your whole body.
Yeah. But it's funny because it's not like anywhere on my legs, nowhere really like where I had clothes on. It's just like some on my arms and then a little on my neck. That was exciting. I went to Las Vegas. I don't get it. I don't understand the hype. But we got to talk to this conspiracy theory guy for a long time, for like 30 minutes.
Really? What were you guys talking
about? It was awesome. The E-Cat.
The E-Cat?
Do you know what that is? Imagine a small device about the size of a microwave that can do fusion. And it's a new energy resource. And this guy was positing that this thing was about to hit the market and it's going to completely change the game.
Mm.
Like completely revolutionize our world. And so he was like, you guys got to get ready. Because when all the beep hits the fan, you know, right now they've set up women to be the leaders in our country, but it's going to get, you know, no offense, because Stephanie was standing there, Stephanie Skipper, Tim's wife. No offense to the ladies, no offense to the ladies, but it's going to happen, and the guys aren't going to be prepared because they're trying to make us all into these androgynous ants, because in an ant colony, there is no male and female. There's only ants. We talked to this guy for like 30 minutes. It was awesome. Yeah. And our buddy Dustin was with us, and the guy kept saying, he'd look at Dustin, he'd say, what's the most important thing in your life? What's the highest priority? And then Dustin would go, steak? And he's like, no, it's not steak. And he's like goofing off with him, and he kept going back to Dustin. And then every time Dustin would go, I want to say steak, but I know that's not the answer. And he's like, why are you saying steak all the time? It was so much fun.
Vegas is one of those places I like Vegas, but I hate Vegas. Mm. If you could spend 2 days tops in Vegas, you can have a good time. If you spend any more than 2 days, get me out of that place.
I've only ever been once, and I got seafood poisoning the first day I was there from like sushi. Because nobody told me, don't eat the sushi at the buffet. And I did. Oof. Yeah.
Probably been sitting there a
while. Somebody should have told me that. I didn't know you weren't supposed to eat sushi under heat lamps. Dude, I thought thought I was going to die.
Under heat lamps?
I thought I was going to die. I was there for like a week, and I was in bed the entire time.
That's gross.
It was the worst. Yeah. Thanks, Vegas.
I'm trying to think of other stuff that happened. We had a lot. We played new songs, but we played those here. It was a lot of fun. Got to see people that... because one of the venues is on Baylor campus. It's called Common Grounds. Mm. It's a coffee house. It's so legit. And we've played there 3 times, like with me and the band. So I know a lot of the people there. So that was a lot of fun. And the weather was really nice. Oh! Boom! We burned through cereal.
No way!
Yes.
Oh, that
season
podcast.
One and almost all of season two.
Is it pretty
good? Yeah, it's really good.
Everybody has been listening to that.
I meant to text Joey Belleville, and I totally forgot. But man, you talk about just... It's not
it's
as...
It's like making a murderer?
Kind of, but I was about to say, it's not as annoyingly frustrating to me as making a murderer. Making a murderer, like you're... And then maybe it's because you're watching it happen, and you kind of see... And the craziest thing about making a murderer is how Brendan Dassey gets, you know, and he's like... He's slow. He's a slow kid, and then they just lump all this stuff on him. So that just makes me so mad.
Yeah.
But anyway, cereal is it's much more complicated.
Yeah.
And you're just scratching your head the whole time.
I gotta listen.
I don't know what is going on with these three people.
Yeah.
And so in my
is it all real?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And it's still happening right now. Like they're throwing out little updates, like season one update, and they last like 10 minutes or so, because like more is happening with the case because of serial, because they found like this witness that no one 15 years ago and or whenever it was in 1999 that no one had interviewed, and it was this witness that had totally thrown out an alibi.
Wow.
And like signed an affidavit and all this, and then the guy's lawyer never went after her to get, you know, to bring her up on the stand and all this crazy stuff. So now they brought her forward. He's got a new team, and you know. But then the state's coming back with, "How can you trust this?" You know. So it's awesome.
All right, I'm gonna listen.
It's crazy,
to it.
Dude.
Speaking of cereal, I am so hungry.
Are you hungry? Told you guys.
I am so hungry. You guys are talking cereal, and I'm like,
here,
like Captain Crunch with marshmallows.
Eat the rest of these.
Yep.
What are those? Cashews. Found them in my office.
I would like to tell
They're
everybody.
Good.
That I meal prepped for the very first time.
Dude, we got to talk about
this weekend.
Here, I'll just have a handful too.
Yeah, you guys want to talk about Dex preparing his food?
Being a CrossFitter now.
Oh, okay.
You got to prepare your meals.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've booked us an interview this morning. It's actually a very famous chef.
Wait.
What?
Did you just try and take credit for this interview?
What are you talking about?
Did you just say, okay.
8 a.m., I booked us an interview. With chef / nutritionist, she's world-renowned, Cheryl Fulberg.
Nice.
From The Biggest Loser.
Yeah, That's really amazing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because I remember on Friday getting
about?
So much crap
Wait.
For booking interviews.
What time on Friday was that? Do you remember?
I don't
specifically.
Think it
no, no, no.
That.
Just specific. Maybe okay. a ballpark.
I responded to George, by the way.
Let me see what you... Oh, gosh. Can I read your response on the air?
That was at 7:40.
There are so many cuss words in this response.
Stop it right now. Stop
what
it.
What have you done to George? He's not going to believe you.
So, on... Teo, you were gone last week.
I was.
Dexter gives my phone number away.
Good.
To a random dude named Bob.
He's our booking agent.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. He's the guy I've known for many years, and he's booked all our celebrity interviews throughout the years.
Well, that sounds like a good thing. What's wrong with that?
I don't have a cell phone, so I had to give Bob...
That makes sense.
I'm Steve-o's napping number. On Friday, totally asleep. My cell phone... And I'm like, California number. I don't know this person.
What time on Friday?
About 1 o'clock. So after the third time, I finally wake up, and I'm like, hello? Dex! I'm like... No, this is Steve-O. Steve-O! Hey, buddy. It's Bob Littlenoff. He's on media. And I'm like, hey, man.
Yeah?
So, I got some interviews. And, you know, your Dex's partner, right? Yeah. Okay, great, man. I'm giving you guys first crack at this. We're about to send these live to other radio stations, but I wanted to give you guys first dibs because you're my boys, right? All right, right. So here's what I got lined up. So he pitches me a couple interviews, and I'm like, yeah, man. I'd love to interview Jermaine Dupri.
Heck yeah.
The CEO of So-So Def Records.
Uh-huh.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Woo! Whatever, it was a good interview.
Was it a good interview?
It was a good interview.
Okay. Weird Dog Chew told me it
okay,
was.
Okay, hold on.
He said it was
yeah.
good.
Yeah, dude, everyone hold I talked... I was on the baseball fields on Saturday. I had multiple people come up and say, dude, my favorite part of the last week... was when you guys interviewed Jermaine Dupri.
That's
that was
awesome.
Hilarious.
Can we back up for a second? Because this is what really... He's right. Steve-O's right. He's telling the truth. But before that happened,
yeah.
let's rewind to the day before.
Okay.
When I'm checking my email. Because I get a lot of these
yeah.
interview opportunities, and I pass on about 95% of them because they're really stupid.
Mm.
I don't think our show would really like them.
Right.
Our audience, our listeners wouldn't care, and... So I'm looking at my email, and I see Jermaine Dupri. He's got a new reality show out.
Oh.
Season's almost over.
The rap
over.
Game?
That's
on
called?
Lifetime?
Yeah, it's about these upcoming, you know, kids that
like
want to be rap
Little Poopy?
Stars. And so
that's a rap name. That's a real person.
I saw that interview opportunity, and I said, okay, I'm going to delete that one.
Okay.
Moved on to the next one, and it was a contestant from The Biggest Loser, actually a chef/nutritionist, Cheryl Fulbert from Biggest Loser. And I'm like, well, I know none of us watch The Biggest Loser.
Nah.
You know, I'm just going to delete that one.
If I want to see The Biggest Loser, I just look at a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. So I went to the gym and see Steve-O. And the first thing that comes out of Steve-O's mouth is, I booked us an interview, a couple interviews. And he's all pumped. He's like, tomorrow, Jermaine Dupri is going to be on the show. And he was so pumped.
Oh, heck yeah.
He was
dude,
so pumped.
Crisscross, da brat, so functified. Yeah.
And the look of disappointment on my face.
Was he in Crisscross?
He no. founded Crisscross.
Okay, but he wasn't
was the-
in
No, but he found
the
Chris's at the mall.
He was the guy that went and collected the children.
He was 19.
And essentially, like, made them music.
Yeah.
Do you remember Xscape? He also formed that chick band.
I think I do remember.
Yeah,
if this was 1996, it would have been a great interview.
You know what, jerk? It was a great interview.
You know what? We actually, we opened up the phones and listeners were calling in. And they were all, half of them didn't know who Jermaine Dupri was. The other half were like, I don't care. Why'd you book that, Steve-O? But then we got to the interview, and it actually did turn out to be a pretty good interview.
Well, you know, Valerie on Facebook posted this yesterday at 8:22 p.m. Mm. Hey, guys, just listen to the podcast with the Jermaine Dupri interview. Awesome radio. So funny.
That's good.
People were seriously coming up to me at Little League tryouts on Saturday saying, dude, that was gold. You have to keep doing that.
No.
So here's what I have in turn decided, okay? Much like Jermaine Dupri and much like Cheryl? What's her
Cheryl
name?
Cheryl Fulbert.
Yeah, okay. Much like Cheryl from The Biggest Loser, I'm just going to start booking random guests.
Oh, man.
And I'm not even going to tell you who it is until we're going live.
No, you can't do that.
We're going
this
blind.
This is why you can't do that. Because
we're going
you will
blind.
Forget. You will forget
no!
that they're calling. You will book them.
I totally knew.
The phone will ring and you'll go.
No, I'll tell you guys we have an interview. I'm just not going to give you background.
No, the day of, you have to tell us. You have to tell us who it is.
I thought it was, hey, you were pushed to a new level of interview, bro, because you didn't know what to do. And yet it was a good interview,
I didn't know what to do. Of course I tried to stay out of the interview. I was going to completely be out of the interview, but Steve-O totally trapped me. He's like, so Dex is here. He's got a question for you, Jermaine.
Heck yeah, man.
Totally got me into the interview.
Oh, man.
When I just wanted to kick back and let him do his thing.
What was the question?
I didn't want to interview Jermaine. I went into like, oh, you man, love the reality show. It's great.
I know. You lied.
I didn't know what to say.
He totally freaked out. He's like, so I've been watching your show. And I'm like, you are a liar.
Why would you tell him?
I don't know. I panicked.
Exactly.
Don't lie.
That's what I'm saying.
He put me on the spot. I wasn't ready.
As the program director of Star 88, I feel it's my duty to like up our game as on-air presenters. Yeah. Therefore,
so we upped it with
random interviews.
Jermaine Dupri.
Heck yeah, bro.
Yep.
It turned out to be great. My favorite part was when we had a couple people say, hey, ask him about Jesus. Like, ask him, like, integrate that. And I'm thinking, all right, I got a really good way to do this. And then Dex goes, hey, Jermaine, what's your favorite Bible verse?
You can't throw that on me.
Hey,
listener, Poolboy from Cruces said, hey, will you guys ask him this
gotta
question?
There's got to be a better way to introduce it, though.
Oh, my gosh. So I threw it out there, and Jermaine goes,
It's too early for that.
Is that what he said? That's awesome.
Sorry to blindside you. We are a Christian station, so, you know, a better question would be, what are your thoughts on Jesus?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, man, he's the greatest.
No,
and I said,
okay, he paused for a second and goes, he's the greatest.
He's the greatest.
And then there was like a 4-second pause after that, and we're like, all right, cool.
Yeah. Well, what else are you going to say?
He probably felt a little trapped.
He was so trapped. I'm just saying, it's up in our game, y'all. Mm-hmm. Random interviews. Cheryl, Biggest Loser.
Yep, 8 a.m. Steve-O and his booking skills landed as Cheryl Fulberg.
Tomorrow, we got the original actor who played Buckwheat on The Little Rascals. Hasn't done anything since 63.
Hey, by the way, Tao.
I'm just kidding. I think he died.
I think he is dead. Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
That interview with the mom from the Goldbergs, Wendy McLendon.
Yeah.
That's on March 2nd.
So it is happening.
It might happen. Because sometimes when they book them way down in advance, it takes a little bit for them to get back. So we might have the mom from the Goldbergs.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the kind of interviews I book.
And that's it. That's the kind of support.
I know you do.
Crisscross will make you jump.
Heck yeah.
Good morning, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. We'll get to your phone calls, news, and someone found a snake head in a can of green beans.
What?
I saw that.
Hang out with us. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
All is well. We're back with the Morning Invasion on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
On to Nevada for Republican Donald Trump after his big win in South Carolina.
Trump says it will not get any easier for him.
You know, I'm dealing with very smart people, talented people, so I never take it for granted.
Hillary Clinton beat back a challenge from Bernie Sanders in the Nevada caucuses.
In the closest finish in race history, Denny Hamlin winning the Daytona 500.
What a great finish between he and Martin Truex Jr.
Deadpool, number one at the box office.
Police in Kalamazoo, Michigan are trying to determine the motive behind a series of shootings.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection will scan the faces and documents of people leaving the country on foot.
More than 30 governors gathered in Washington, D.C. for the annual winter meeting of the National Governors Association.
Virgin Atlantic gives would-be passengers a look at its new commercial spacecraft.
An arrest in a deadly shooting in Las Vegas.
Saks Fifth Avenue is making its first foray into a foreign market. Saks opened a store in Toronto, Canada.
Canada. Good morning. Dex, Steve-O, and Mateo. He's back, everybody. 6:34.
High today of 60-something degrees.
Hey!
One app says 59 degrees. One app says 66. This is the most off they've ever been.
Guys, something happened to me while I was gone. I deleted my Weather Channel app.
Oh!
Why'd you do that?
I'll tell you why. Because at some point, stinking iPhone people joined up with the Weather Channel.
Yeah!
If you look down at the app down here in the corner and click it, it takes you to the Weather Channel. So I was like, why do I have an app for the Weather Channel when I've got an app for the Weather Channel that comes installed?
I like it.
Jokers. The high today is going to be 66, according to this.
Yes. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. We got a big show planned for you guys on this Monday Mindset. 338-3700. Like to call and say hi. Studio at star88.fm. You can email us. Let's see. Friday, we have an astronaut on the show.
Crazy!
Yeah, I booked this one. This is another one that I booked. Gene, he is the last man to set foot on the moon back in 1972.
Allegedly.
Oh, come on. He left his footprints and his daughter's initials in the lunar dust.
Nice. Are we really going to get into that?
Oh, yeah.
Am I allowed to, or do you think, are we going to have the dump button ready? Do you think he'll, like, curse at me?
I hope so. I think we should get into the conspiracy stuff before you shoehorn in, what do you think about Jesus, astronaut? And let's go ahead and go over it. Let's not ask him if he saw Jesus while he was on the moon.
What's his favorite Bible verse to carve into the lunar?
You were on the moon. What's heaven look like? Don't ask him that.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta be a better way.
Yeah, so we're going to talk to Gene Cernan, the last man on the moon. He's going around wanting to share his story, his epic and deeply personal story of fulfillment, love, and loss.
He's like 90-something, right?
Yeah, he's old.
We got to talk to him.
He is an old man. And sometime this morning, I want to talk about this came out over the weekend. It was trending on Facebook, so it must be.
Must be true.
Must be real. But there is new audio that's coming out. And I don't remember. I'll pull up the story here in a little bit. But these astronauts, they were circling the moon, and they heard some noises that they'd never heard before.
Music. I saw this.
Yeah.
Supposedly, they heard weird music.
Yeah.
In space.
And these astronauts were freaking out over it because they'd never heard anything like it before. We'll talk about it coming up.
All right. What if it's like just sound waves from Earth?
That's what the government wants you to think.
Well, I mean, just because it takes forever to travel right out in space. So maybe it was like, dude, we just heard Woodstock.
Mm.
Man, you know what? We listened to this. So there's this guy that works with Bad Christian. His name's Science Mike. And we listened to a podcast about the gravitational waves because, you know, it was big news. Did you guys read about that?
Yeah,
a little bit, yeah.
So Einstein, years and years ago, theorized that there were gravitational waves floating out in space, and they just found them. They heard okay, young Earth people are going to be unstoked right now. They
Earth
heard
people.
These sounds from two black holes colliding billions of miles away in space, that and it happened like billions of years ago. And it equated to just a chirp. We listened to it, like they played the audio, and it's really just like a burp.
And they're like, huh?
The cool thing is, though, they theoretically, you can use this to hear into the past. And so now, like, if you, I don't know, it's crazy science, and I'm not a super scientist or whatever, but this guy was explaining the fact that it was crazy.
Audio time travel?
Yes, essentially. Because it proves that there's a veil there that we can't see through. But you can hear. He equated it to like a curtain on a stage. You can't see behind the curtain, but you can hear what's going on back there.
Isn't that, you know, in the Bible, it talks about how God will crack open the sky.
Yeah.
There's almost like what you were saying. This is kind of a shell, maybe a veil, and somehow God is going to crack through.
It's pretty neat stuff.
Yeah.
This dimension. It's really, really neat stuff. And it was just cool the way he explained it. Do you know how fast light travels?
It's really fast.
It's insane. So, like, we have all these, like, Star Wars, and, you know, they're hitting light speed or whatever. If we could really hit light speed, it would be so nuts.
No, didn't you read that they actually have gone faster than the speed of light? They actually did it recently.
Oh, man, that's nuts.
They've done it.
That's good stuff. Who is they?
I don't know. Physicists?
What were they doing?
What went faster than
light? It was just cool because they were talking about how, according to his theory of relativity, the only constant is the speed of light. Mm-hmm. And so even though time can warp and bend and sound and all this other stuff, it can all bend, you know, and change, like light remains constant and it's so fast. I don't know. It was when you're stuck in a van, things get really, really cool.
That's great.
And they get really bleak. You just look out over Texas and it smells like cows and you're like, what am I doing?
So, you know, you're a big CrossFit guy, Teo. You've been doing it for a couple years straight now.
It's hard to do it when you're on the road.
I was just going to say.
I had to do stuff like
that. What did you do? Did you do
room.
Some push-ups, some sit-ups, some squats?
I did a ton of that stuff. And
did you pick up the TV, the flat screen, and just kind
of
lift it and do squats?
I did use my luggage.
Okay, that's good. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I want to take this time to talk about the 2016 CrossFit Games. I'm signing up as we speak.
No, you are not.
Just got tagged in a Facebook post by our boy Nick.
Nick, if you're listening, I think Morgan.
I thought it was Morgan.
Oh, Morgan.
Nick liked
Morgan.
It.
Yeah. Okay,
Nick,
Morgan tagged me.
Call Dex, Morgan, and tell him what he's doing.
I'm signing up as we speak.
Have you seen these? Because I'm going to tell you right now. Last weekend, I spent my weekend watching ESPN and the CrossFit Games.
Why did you watch them?
Dude, I saw a guy try to deadlift. Okay, so he's like deadlift and he brings it up above his head. Oh, and the bar came down and like knocked him
really?
In the back of the head. That's... And dude just went down.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, this is crazy.
He wasn't deadlifting it then. We got to get the name of our...
He was squatting.
If he brought it above his head, that's not a deadlift.
And he went... like that to try and bring it up, and went, oh!
Yeah, that's not good.
And just fell.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's called. Is that a squat? He was squatting?
It depends on, we'll talk about it off the air.
No! He was doing this, right? And he was like, butt out, you gotta close the car door.
Close the car door.
Boom! And he kind of like was trying to bring it up.
He was probably trying to do either a clean and jerk or a snatch.
Yeah.
But the deadlift, you only bring it up to your hips.
Oh, okay, it wasn't a deadlift.
All right, I'm finding a local affiliate.
But the weight was, like, dead, and
you
he was lifting
you
it.
You can't do this.
Why?
You can't
Why
do
can't
the
I?
CrossFit Games, dude.
Why can't
You can't
I?
Even do the women prescribed workout,
what?
Okay?
What are you talking about?
You didn't even do, like, the women prescribed workout on Thursday.
Quit making things up.
I'm just saying. I had a little WRX next to my name.
You're not going to motivate him or anyone else by
true.
Making him feel bad for
that's
what he
true.
Does.
So,
but I
want
to be realistic
up.
And tell him not to sign up for the CrossFit game.
Well, I hurt
then
myself.
We're going to find a nice way to do it.
Okay.
We're not going to say, hey, you're not good enough, stupid.
We're not
doing it that
I already
way.
Spent my $500
no!
fee to get in. I don't know how much
Look,
it is.
Next time you need to spend $500, you come to me.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we got you.
Good morning. How are you?
How you doing? This is Bill, the science guy.
Hey, man.
Hey, Bill.
You sound so different.
Yeah. I'm the worst at
it's Gentry.
Gentry.
I actually didn't. That's the very first time in history I didn't know it was you.
Gentry,
really?
Yeah.
You sent me something yesterday, but I was not even here. Or the
well,
other
you,
day.
You don't carry your cell phone with you?
Saturday. I did, but how am I supposed to remember that stuff?
I don't know. You look at your phone and there it is right in front of your face.
You're so far back in my text at this point.
Like, I want to go back.
Remember.
I'm sorry. I want to go back to something Dex said, if that's cool.
Yeah, go for it, man.
What are you talking about? They have gone light speed.
Yeah, I want to know that,
who's
too.
Who's they?
That's what I'm wondering. Who is they?
Because the speed of light is 186,000
okay, I'm not saying a person. Hold on.
Per
hold
second.
On.
Did
hold
you
on.
Hear that?
Hold on. I'm not saying
Gosh.
A person has gone faster than the speed of light. I'm saying that these scientists or physicists or whoever they were, they actually sent, whether it was a beam of light or whatever they used.
Oh, I see what he's
saying. They actually calculated that that beam or whatever they shot out went faster than the actual speed of light.
I see what he's talking about.
Yeah, nobody traveled
but
faster.
But here's the thing. The article says, this is from Tech Times, it's from back in April last year, NASA may have accidentally discovered faster than light travel.
They just did, though. There's
this is the newest
one.
No, guys! I saw it. It was on Facebook. I was tagged in it.
There's a newer one.
It's real.
He got tagged in it.
He was tagged in it.
Now that
Morgan tagged me in it.
That's the one.
I was just, you know, I'm fascinated by that kind of stuff. And when you said they, I was like, that would be amazing if a human could travel around the world 7 times in 1 second. I'd like to see that.
Dude, that's what we're talking about, though. That is how fast it is. Yeah. Hey, Matt, you need to go listen to that podcast I'm talking about where it's this guy named Science Mike. He works with that whole Bad Christian Posse.
Okay, cool.
They do really, really, really good podcasts about like faith and life, and then he does his like science one. It's so interesting.
All right.
There you go. Well, I was just curious. Matt. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy.
See you.
See you, man. 338-3700 if you'd like to call
I know
us.
What you're talking about. I remember this because they're kind of calling it like a warp bubble.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Yeah, then why are you saying that this isn't it? This is what you're talking about. I'm trying to help you.
Older article. There's a newer one that came out.
Anyway.
That one came out last year.
It's possible that it might have been an accident.
Really?
Yeah. That's how all good things happen, though.
That is true. That's how they made peanut butter and the internet and hurricanes.
Nope.
Time for the news with me. Steve-O, where were you?
Sorry, Niz. I got so used to doing the news last week that I didn't get to do like the news thing because I was too busy like freaking out trying to scroll to where my actual news was.
It's down here.
Yeah.
You got to look for it.
It's like way down there.
It is. And there it is. A new survey found which cars get the most and the least tickets. Contrary to that commercial that will not stop running, it's not a Prius. And the top car on both lists is a medium-sized Lexus. So 33% of people driving the Lexus ES300 got tickets in the past year, while only 3% of people driving the Lexus IS350 got a ticket.
Huh. No kidding.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
Automobile profiling?
Yeah, you know what? Yes.
Could be.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can get down with that. Yeah, because if you drive a Prius, come on.
Ta-da!
Top speed on that's like 55 miles per hour.
Yep.
Prius?
Yeah, it goes,
really?
Obviously, you haven't seen that commercial that will not stop playing on
Hulu. Oh, gosh.
That Prius commercial. You get two commercials on Hulu right now. You get Oprah loving bread. She loves bread.
I don't get that.
She loves bread.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Prius commercial.
Oh.
That premiered during the Super Bowl. You remember those five guys out of the bank and they're like, oh, no, take that Prius.
Yeah.
And then the cops come out with the Prius and it's like, the Prius.
Now it goes 85.
Look out. Yeah.
Good news, guys. You can now outrun cops in a Prius.
More than 18,000 people have applied to become astronauts this year, which is more than twice as many as the previous record of 8,000. That was set in 2012. You know why? The Martian. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
They read that book, and they're like, I can do this. And then the movie came out, and then even more people were like, I can do this.
Yep.
You guys remember back in the 80s, that movie that came out called Space Camp?
Yes. Oh, Space Camp.
So good, right?
I went to like a smaller version of Space Camp.
You did?
I didn't get to go to actual Space Camp. Mm. But it's because that movie came out, and I was like, I got to go to Space Camp. They might accidentally send me to space. Dude. That's exactly what you want to happen.
By the way, Friday, we're talking to astronaut Gene Cernan. He was the last man to set foot on the moon. He'll be on the show Friday.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Ralph Macchio says that when his daughter was 5, she couldn't watch him get beat up in The Karate Kid.
Aww.
But by the time she was a teenager, she, quote, took great pleasure in watching them beat the crap out of him.
Okay.
Good for her. Deadpool held on to the top spot at the box office this weekend.
It beat Risen.
Taking in another $55 million. Kung Fu Panda was second with 12. As for new movies, you had Risen, which made 11.8, beating out The Witch, which made 8.7, and Race, that took in 7.3. Man, my parents went to see Risen.
Okay.
And my mom really liked it.
I really want to see it.
That's 100% predictable.
Okay.
But I don't think it's a bad thing. I saw a trailer and I was like,
Yeah.
I'm going to rent that.
Dude, yeah. Tom Felton, bruh.
Yeah.
And fines.
And I got to be honest, guys, and a lot of you might get upset. I really want to watch The Witch.
Nope.
But not because I'm into scary movies. Because I'm terrified of scary movies. I don't like watching scary movies.
I love scary
movies. But I keep reading reviews about it.
Yep.
And what I'm doing now is essentially the same thing that I used to do when I was a kid.
Mm.
I would go in the video store because kids back in the day, you had to go rent movies in a store. You couldn't just pop them up on Netflix or buy them on iTunes or whatever it is, you know, or Redbox now. You had to go to an autonomous store called Blockbuster or Hollywood Video where Steve-O used to work.
It was just the grocery store.
Anything like, yeah, in the grocery store. And in Morville, Mississippi, where I grew up, we had Trooper Video. Because my high school, it was the Morville Troopers.
Okay.
So we had a little video store called Trooper Video. And in fact, it's still there. It's one of the
last.
They
haven't shut down yet?
Nope. Still rocking.
Wow.
Still rocking. Because in Mississippi, a lot of people, you know, there's not indoor plumbing. There's no internet. So you just have to go to the video store.
Mississippi, don't you recognize?
I was just kidding about the indoor plumbing. You guys, that didn't even faze you. But anyway, yeah, so in the video store, and I've always been scared of scary movies. Forever. But I would always, like, go look at the scary movie.
Oh, yeah.
I would pick them up and read the back of the box.
Oh, yeah.
And then go have nightmares.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's how scared I was. I wouldn't even see the movie. I would just be like, look
at this. Everything I've look read about one. The witch is that very
that's
thing.
That's essentially
that
what I'm
doing.
It
harkens back to the classic.
Oh! Got you.
It harkens back to the classic, like, horror genre film. Like,
yeah.
Where it makes you think, and then you're creeped out for the rest of your life.
And it's got goats in it? That's
no
scary.
No way. I would. Goats. There's no way I'd ever see it.
Yeah, so, and I know, like, there's a lot of weird, but apparently there's, like, a cool mystery in it. You don't really know who the witch is. It might be this certain person. It might not be. But the reason I want to see it is because of that. They say it harkens back to, like, the old school.
Yeah.
And that it's, not just a good scary movie. It's a legitimately, like, it's an awesome movie.
Film.
And these are, yeah, like, film. These are critics, so, you know, take it or leave it. But true, my mom did say Risen was really good.
Okay.
She said, y'all should go see it. It's really good.
I want to see it.
Volvo announced its next line of cars won't have keys. You will unlock the doors and start the engine with your phone. So if somebody steals your phone.
Exactly. Yeah. Heck no.
How do you get into your car?
They get into your car from then on.
Well, was I with you guys yet when that story came out of the guy who bought a new Corvette? And in the new Corvettes, it's a computerized lock. It's like a, I don't know if it's a push button or something, but it, you can manually unlock the car, but it's like underneath the seat.
Oh.
And he got locked. He locked himself in the car and he died.
What?
Okay.
I don't think you were with
no.
us.
Okay. I wasn't with you guys.
That feels like
but
a book story.
He died. And because he couldn't get out of his new Corvette, and they were interviewing the daughter, and the daughter was like, my dad's dream was to finally own a Corvette, and he bought a brand new Corvette, and then he...
And it killed him.
It killed him. It was awful.
So stop chasing your dreams, kids. They're going to eventually kill you.
What's funny about that is I read a quote from this guy named Pete Rollins, and he says, I wish everyone could achieve their dreams because then they would see just how horrific their dreams actually
are. Wow, yeah.
And that's a huge, deep quote. Mm. But that rings true for that man because it actually killed him.
It literally killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying, Dex. Terrifying news this Monday morning. Welcome to the Morning Invasion.
Stop it!
What?
I think it's funny. I like that he does it. Here's really, really great news. August 12th is my birthday, and for a birthday present this year, Hollywood has decided to give me Pete's Dragon, which I am so excited about.
I want to see this trailer. Wait. Okay. I thought you were about to play the audio for the trailer.
I'll play that in a second.
No!
Disney's unveiled the first teaser for its forthcoming remake starring Bryce Dallas Howard, Robert Redford, newcomer Oaks Fagley. He's playing the kid, which is a perfect name. And the title dragon, Pete. What was the dragon's name? I forgot the...
Did it
have a name?
No. I thought... See,
Pete
I don't remember.
Pete was the boy. What was the dragon's name?
I don't think he had a name.
Yeah.
It was just his dragon.
When I was a little kid, we had it on beta.
Right.
And I
listen to him.
Oh, so good. I love
my
this
wife
so
has
much.
No idea what this film
what
is.
What is wrong with you, Chrissy? What happened with your childhood?
Gosh, right?
I love you too.
Here's a little bit of the new trailer from Pete's Dragon.
No!
Guess you heard about the boy.
You know, word travels in this town. How long has he been out there?
6 years.
Whoa! I got
you
the
don't
chills.
Survive in a forest for 6 years alone.
He wasn't alone.
He says he wasn't alone.
Do-dum. Darn it, scoop that up. Darn it.
Oh, man, you scooped the audio too hard.
Looks so good. If you haven't seen the trailer. And the thing is, I didn't even know there was a trailer. I just thought they had the poster.
It comes out on my birthday.
That's pretty cool, man.
33rd birthday.
That's cool.
This year. Pretty solid.
Disney hooked you up.
I love it. Yeah. If they remake Flight of the Navigator, compliance.
Yeah. Compliance. I like that opening scene when the dragon's eating apples on that apple tree, and he's like, I'm so hungry! And he jumps up on his belly, and they're eating apples together. Just
I hope the acting
buds.
Is as good in this one as it was for the original.
Wait till you see the trailer. It looks pretty awesome.
Really?
Yes. I'm excited about it. So that's all my news for right now.
I just hope it's not a musical.
Do you want them to keep remaking childhood classics?
Yes.
Like, we keep seeing them happening. I tried to rewatch The Neverending Story with my kids. And it's bad.
But if Peter Jackson was remaking it like that fake article that went around, it would be awesome.
Yeah.
I really want him to remake... Can we ready for this? I want Joe Johnston to remake The Rocketeer.
Oh.
He did the first one.
I loved that movie.
He did The Rocketeer.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why they picked him for Captain America, the first Avenger, because he nailed that time period. I wish that he would remake The Rocketeer. Yeah. New people. Let's do it again. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to sit in the theater
but then
and
you're
eat popcorn
gonna
and do it again.
You're going to contend with all the haters. Like, on Friday, I had to deal with old man Buck over in the corner who was just angry because I liked the new Charlie and the Chocolate Factory better than the original, and he thought I was insane.
Now, I don't like the new one as much as the original. But I understand that it's closer to the book.
Right.
But I like the old one better. Yeah. Gene Wilder is way better than Johnny Depp to me.
Hey, good morning.
Just to let you know, the dragon's name was Mark.
No. What?
Hang up the phone.
Get out.
You got better things to do.
Mark.
Who are you, caller?
I'm looking this up because what if it really was
nope,
Mark?
Well, then
can
he
I have
got
an
hung
apple,
up
Mark?
On. That's not a tactful way to present that information.
Mark
you
the
email
dragon?
That stuff. Mark. What was his name? His name was Harold. He was a dragon.
I don't think he had a name.
Jeff?
Oh, man.
It's been years.
That mystical ancient dragon that could disappear? His name? Jeff. He was a great dragon. The other movie.
Guys, he
Navigator.
Had a name.
What was his name?
And the second I saw it, I said, of course.
What was it?
Elliot.
His name was Elliot.
Darn it.
But was that his actual name, or was it the name given to him by that kiddo?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Big show this morning. Coming up, we'll hear from a 110-year-old lady.
Whoa.
And she's just exhausted. She's tired.
She's sick of it.
And the news wants to interview her, and she's just not having it.
That's good.
Some great audio. Also, little girl freaking out when she finds out that Obama is leaving the White House. We'll be back.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's the Morning Invasion. Thanks for joining us. 7-Eleven.
High today of 62 degrees. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, it's definitely a Monday.
What? Come on!
What?
Feels like a Friday to me.
Whoa. Teo's back.
Yeah.
Batman vs. Superman released their runtime. I mean, come on, man!
2 hours, 31 minutes.
You know,
I get a little more worried about that movie.
Yeah.
Teo?
Yeah.
Traffic?
Here's your traffic update. Yeah.
Prepared.
Feels like forever.
Feels good. It's a lot of road work going on in this city. The old ABQ on standby. No accidents to report or anything right now, so be careful on your morning commute. I will say that 25 south, once you hit about Rio Bravo, Gibson around there, it starts slowing down a little bit, so there's probably a bit of construction around there. But be careful. You got it. That's your look at traffic.
Brought to you by Solomon's Porch right here, Calvary. Burritos are amazing.
Yep.
The coffee?
Yeah.
You won't find better coffee anywhere. At least that's what they tell me. Not a coffee drinker.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not a coffee drinker.
But we'll tell you, we love it.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
All right, I want to talk about this woman named Troy Walker.
Her name is Troy?
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Troy.
A woman named Troy Walker from Farmington, Utah.
Makes sense.
What?
She bought 30 cans of Western Family Fancy Green Beans. Then she opened the first one, dumped the beans into her slow cooker.
Slow.
Started cooking them bad boys. As she was scooping them out, she noticed something that looked like eyes on one of them.
Gosh, man!
That's good.
You're such a jerk.
Hey, why does that green bean look like eyes right there? Why is that looking like
why
eyes?
Why does that green bean look like eyes?
Why is it staring back at me? She picked it up, looked a little closer, realized, well, that's not a green bean.
Mm-hmm.
That's a severed snake head.
Oh, that's not a green bean there.
Yeah, it was a snake's head.
Good.
She says she dropped the head and screamed. Then she went to the grocery store, got a refund for all 30 cans, and sent a photo of the head to Western Family to make sure that, quote, nobody else would get that body. Because if,
gosh,
you know, if you have the head, then where is the body?
When I went to dish him out, I thought it was a burnt bean. And lo and behold, it was a snake head.
Nice.
We just found the head, so we're like, oh, I wonder where the body is. That was my biggest concern, that somebody else would get the body or something of the snake and not the snake head. We were having a family dinner on Sunday. Nobody responded to my text. And I said, I promise I'm not going to serve green beans.
That's real funny. That is not funny, Troy.
I think it's funny.
That is serious stuff. Did you guys see the head?
Yes.
No, dude, no.
Look at that thing.
Look at it.
That's a garter snake.
The real question is, where is the rest of the snake?
Yeah.
Because what probably happened...
Chopped it up.
The snake got into the mix there, and it got chopped up, so there are other cans floating around with different parts of the snake in
there. Oh my gosh, can you imagine? You're chowing down on green beans, and all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, this one's weird.
This is what I want to ask.
Oh.
Why did she buy 30 cans of green beans?
Because, man, it's like when you buy the
maybe
certain
was a
amount,
special
maybe there's
sale.
Yeah. I do that regularly,
nope.
Where it's like, I only need one
context,
of these.
Context,
but
guys,
if I buy five...
Do you know where she was when she bought it?
Where?
Utah. Polygamy. That's
oh,
what's going on.
Okay.
Extended family. Big love. I've seen it. You've seen it.
Yeah.
That's what
I would
what
never
happened.
Watch that filth. It's terrible.
And Bill Paxton
oh,
in
man.
It.
I was going to post a photo on the webcam, but Dex likes to find the smallest
the
photos hey, humanly
link.
Possible.
Hey, bro, link.
You got to click the link, man.
Weren't prepared.
Go to the internet. It is there, available to you.
Wow.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm not posting that.
Man.
I'm not.
Never. Okay, mental note. Never buy
green beans.
Canned green beans.
I only eat string beans.
Okay. You know, because being a CrossFitter now. I go all organic. Everything is all
do you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you found yourself doing that?
I go to the farmer's market.
Farmer's market.
I grow my own veggies now.
Yeah.
And
don't do that. It's a loud
wait,
mouth
are you
pop.
Mocking me?
It's what CrossFitters do.
Because Chrissy and I actually do grow vegetables in our backyard.
They do. Yeah. They have
chickens. And...
You're a CrossFitter now.
No, we've
all
done that for
organic.
Years. No, that's also a lie.
Guys, this you know that dumb diet I'm on for the Whole Life Challenge.
Yeah,
it's very hard to maintain.
It's
on the
not
road.
A diet.
So I gotta be honest.
Yeah, it's a diet.
I haven't kept any diet because last week I was totally going to, and then everybody said, yeah, but you're really skinny. What you just need to eat.
Yep.
See,
so
I was
on
right.
Thursday, we're gonna talk to the Biggest Loser chef about this in the 8 o'clock hour. On Thursday, I had to fend for myself because Chrissy had something with the boys. I ate 20 B-dub wings.
Good.
Like, wait. I went and ordered them and was like, I'm only going to have, like, 10.
Yeah.
But I'll buy 20 because it was, like, the cheap day, you know? So I'm like, I'll keep some for lunch tomorrow. I ate all 20. Then I ate a giant bowl of Captain Crunch with marshmallows. And then I had a slice of cheesecake. Like, I was just eating. But I'm not eating healthy.
No. You need to eat a little more healthy than that.
Yeah.
You don't need to eat a bunch of sugary, fattening things. That's not going to help you. Now, you do need to just keep eating. Eat a lot.
All right.
But you need to change out your cheesecake for, like,
blame your wife. It was from her birthday.
Hey.
No.
Eat hash browns.
It was your wife's birthday cheesecake.
If there's one thing I've learned in my life, it's never blame your wife.
Yeah, good call.
Not my wife, your wife.
No, I know. You're telling me to do what I will never do.
Yeah, that's true.
That's dumb.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Good wisdom.
Real dumb.
Good wisdom.
She came over on Saturday, and we had more of that cheesecake. It was wonderful.
Oh. That's good.
Sliced up some nectarines and put them on. I'm so hungry, guys.
Man alive.
Encourage each other.
Yeah, I meal prepped for the first time yesterday. And, man, I bought some chicken. I bought a bunch of veggies and sweet potatoes. Cooked those bad boys up, and I'm like, this is my meals for the week.
This is my
meals. And I got it all done and, you know, start putting them in my little holders, container things, you know.
That's sweet.
And I only filled up, like, three of them. I definitely didn't prepare
enough. You sent
enough.
A picture of 1,000 of them.
There's like, four, maybe.
Yeah.
There were five.
You have to buy a lot.
Okay, there were five.
You have to buy a lot.
But that's not going to get me through the week. That's like one day.
What? Five? That
five. I have to eat five times a day.
You don't have to eat five times.
Yeah, I do.
Guys,
yeah, I do.
You guys are leaning hard into this. A little too hard.
I'm not. I don't want to.
You're all of you both talking about.
I just want to look like the Winter Soldier. What?
You're both talking about going every day, and you're already trying to change things. You got to give it. You got to let it kind of. You know,
I'm all in now.
I know you're all in.
I signed up for CrossFit Games. I'm good.
You're all in, but you're taking a big gamble, my friend. That was a gambling joke.
My life is a gamble.
Gosh.
Did you say your life or your wife?
Both.
I'm going to have to talk to Leslie.
Oh, man.
She is too competitive.
She's very competitive.
It's ridiculous.
And she's been doing the CrossFit thing now for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. So she really thinks she's like...
She was angry at me because I was rocking the 20-pound medicine ball, and she was only rocking the 14.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I made sure to mention it literally every time I caught, squatted, and released. Yeah.
She's so funny.
20 pounds less!
She is hilarious.
How's that 14? No wonder you're doing more reps. It's because you're 6 pounds lighter than me.
You're playing into her game.
I really am.
All right, let's transition into this... I didn't even hear about this till this morning, but this mass shooter in Michigan.
Oh man.
He shot like 6 people or something like that.
Yeah, man. And the insane part of it is he, in between his killings, he was totally picking up Uber fares. He's an Uber driver.
Or he was.
He passed all of their screening stuff. And you can imagine this came to my delight because yesterday... Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, 5 a.m. Central Time, I had to find an Uber to get from my hotel to the airport.
Nice!
It cost $65.
Oh, my gosh!
$65?
Totally.
How far was it?
Well, it was 10 geographical miles, except Dallas is laid out like a bad word that I can't say, and it's crazy. And so it just, the way the highway system is. I mean, in Dallas, you have 635 East that runs south. But that's the name of the interstate, 635 East. So the whole thing is just a mess. Mm. And so anyway, had to go from this hotel, which was probably the sketchiest place I've ever stayed in. But it worked out. I think I got like the beacon of rooms for the whole hotel. Because I read some of the reviews. While I was standing there checking in, me and Tim were checking me into the hotel. This dude comes up and he goes, hey, so our phone doesn't have a cord. We don't have any towels or blankets. And our toilet doesn't have a toilet seat.
Wow. Oh, man.
And he said, can we just switch rooms? And the guy was like, there aren't any more rooms.
Sorry.
And he was like, okay, the toilet doesn't have a toilet seat. You know, and so
did you have to do the hover?
So here it wasn't me. This was all him. So I'm standing there going, oh, man.
Yeah.
And I got to wake up and get an Uber, and I've never done it before. So anyway, I go to my room, and you go up to the elevator barely works. It's like, feel like somebody's like at the top pulling the elevator up. So then I walk out into the hallway. It smelled like cigarettes and just
good old Dallas, man.
Musky, musty, nasty. It's
Texas, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm walking down the hall, and our tour manager Chris was walking with me, and we were both kind of like, And then opened the door. My room was nice and cool. Everything was super clean. Mm. It actually smelled like I was in a completely different place. So I ended up, the room was great. I really think I got blessed by the Lord himself with that hotel room. Because I'm telling you, that hotel, I walked into The Shining.
Yeah.
You know, but then I got out of The Shining.
But the twins weren't in the elevator.
The twins weren't
that's
on
good.
My floor. Yeah,
that's good.
Different floor. I heard some screams. You know, just minor screams. But other floors, so I didn't do anything. Anyway, I wake up, have to get an Uber. It costs way more, but it was
crazy.
Totally cool because they were like, we'll reimburse you for the Uber. Sorry it costs so much. So that was all good. And yeah, the Uber driver I got was super nice.
Yeah.
But I've been watching Making a Murderer. I was listening to Serial for the past 2 weeks. So I totally texted the guys as soon as I got in. I was like, I'm in an Uber. It's this time in the morning.
What kind of car was it?
Here's the license plate number.
It was a nice car. Mm. And the guy was super nice. I rated, like, even though my fare was so much, I gave him 5 stars because he was a really good driver.
Nice.
And he tried to get, he was getting
so it's
me there
just like
fast.
Dudes.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
It's just people.
Wow.
But they have this crazy vetting process, and that's what's so nuts about this story coming out about this dude that's just like riding around shooting people and then picking up Uber fares in between his killings, his mass
Gosh.
Killings.
We got to talk about this.
Yeah, we do. I'm trying to find the article because Dex gave it to me, and now it's way up in here.
Sorry,
here it is. Yeah, there was another mass shooting. 45-year-old Jason Dalton killed 6 people in 7 hours in Kalamazoo, Michigan on Saturday night. Why did it last 7 hours? Because he was an Uber driver, and he was picking up passengers in between shootings.
Man.
So this dude was just going around. I mean, he killed a father and a son looking at cars at a car dealership. Just drove up and shot him.
And then he would leave and go back to his job?
Yeah, and then he would... Well, the Uber thing is, like, people just... You have it running, I guess, and then people walk out and they're like, I need an Uber. So they pull it up and they click a car, and then you pull up a little... It's got a little profile of the person and what kind of car it is, and you can get an estimated fare. You put in, like, where you are, so they come there, and then you put in your destination, and they take you there.
So he wasn't necessarily killing the people that he was picking up.
No. He wasn't killing them. He would pick somebody up, drop them off, and then go around and kill
have
some
nice
people.
Day. So,
and then he would go pick up an
were
Uber
these
fare.
All planned kills,
Gosh.
Or did he...
Apparently the killings were completely random. He didn't know any of the victims. The two groups of people didn't have anything in common with each other. The other group that he killed, he shot and killed 4 women outside of a Cracker Barrel.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he also injured 2 other people, including a 14-year-old girl, and I read in the article that she was gravely injured. She was so injured that when the cops came up to the scene, they thought she was dead. And then discovered that she was still alive. So it was intense. This guy didn't have a criminal record, and Uber says he totally passed the background check. He didn't shoot any of the people he picked up for rides. So he starts at 5:42 p.m. The cops caught him a little after midnight, 12:40 a.m. He's in custody now and will be facing 6 murder charges at his arraignment today.
Gosh. Yeah, here's audio from Matt Mellon. He was one of the people that this Uber driver picked up.
We were kind of driving through medians, driving through the lawn, speeding along, and then finally, once he came to a stop, I jumped out of the car and ran away. And we posted the picture on Facebook just so our friends wouldn't get in the car with him if they happened to have to take an Uber that night.
Man.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. And it is kind of, that is the drawback of something like this. But I will say this. It's no more dangerous than like a taxi cab service. Mm-hmm. That's essentially what
it
is.
Yeah, a taxi driver could do the same thing.
Exact same thing. You know? So
it's just so weird that how random it was.
It
and then
random.
He would go back to picking people up, but he wouldn't kill them.
It almost sounds like definitely it's some kind of psychological issue. Because if he's just switching in between that and carrying on with life and then, murdering people and then carrying on with life.
Ugh, that's heavy stuff.
But and then according to that interview with that dude, it sounds like he wasn't a very good driver anyway.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
But he passed the tests and he qualified to be an Uber driver.
It'll be interesting to see how this affects Uber. Because Uber and Lyft, I think, is the other, what's it like? It's like open source driving or whatever it's called.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see how their background checks change now.
Ugh. Sorry, guys. It's a Monday. That's a horrible story.
But if you want to perk up a little bit, we're posting the Monday Mindset status right now. You can go to our Facebook and share yours. What'd you learn at church this weekend? Did you read some cool devotion? Did you get horrified by these stories? You can tell us. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
Give us a call, 338-3700. When we come back, a little topic. Should high school punishments go on college applications?
Ooh.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
On to Nevada for Republican Donald Trump after his big win in South Carolina.
Trump says it will not get any easier for him.
You know, I'm dealing with very smart people, talented people, so I never take it for granted.
Hillary Clinton beat back a challenge from Bernie Sanders in the Nevada caucuses.
In the closest finish in race history, Denny Hamlin winning the Daytona 500.
What a great finish between he and Martin Truex Jr.
Deadpool, number one at the box office.
Police in Kalamazoo, Michigan are trying to determine the motive behind a series of shootings.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection will scan the faces and documents of people leaving the country on foot.
More than 30 governors gathered in Washington, D.C. for the annual winter meeting of the National Governors Association.
Virgin Atlantic gives would-be passengers a look at its new commercial spacecraft.
An arrest in a deadly shooting in Las Vegas.
Saks Fifth Avenue is making its first foray into a foreign market. Saks opened a store in Toronto, Canada.
Hit that podcast. iTunes. Just type in Morning Invasion. Star88.fm. You can go there. Get the podcast at our Morning Invasion page. 7:35.
High today of 62 degrees.
Coming up at 8 a.m., we're going to be talking to chef/nutritionist Cheryl Fulberg from NBC's The Biggest Loser.
Heck yeah! I'm excited to get my dietary regimen going. You know, I've been trying to lose some weight, bro. I could totally relate to all these big people on The Biggest Loser.
Steve-O totally did redeem himself because, you know, on Friday we were talking about him booking Jermaine Dupri. And, we thought it was a contestant, one of the people that got kicked out of the house. But it turns out it's the nutritionist slash chef for the house, which fits right into what we're doing because Steve-O and I are trying to make better, food and health
dietary
decisions.
Dietary choices.
Yeah. And, this is perfect.
Good.
Hopefully much. She's a delight to talk to.
Hopefully she's a delight to talk
She's going
to
be great, guys. You know why? Because I booked this interview and we're just going to start doing this more often. Yep. Random interviews. It's going to be good.
Then Friday, I booked an interview with a real astronaut, the last person who set foot on the moon. I mean, come on. He's just an astronaut.
We landed on the moon!
You know.
Speaking of space, guys, I hate to say this now since we're about to get into another topic, but I think I'm going to go.
To space?
No, just away.
Oh.
I think it's...
What?
Yeah, it's been fun. You know, I fake threaten this every week, but it looks like my dream job has finally actually opened up. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I have to go.
Go.
To be an astronaut?
Lucasfilm! Hiring!
I thought this was going to be the Rockettes again.
No, I get it.
He wanted to be
I'm
dancer.
Not as bendy as I used to be. I'm not as flexible. However, Lucasfilm, the company now owned by Disney, that brought us Star Wars, Indiana Jones. Dude, they're straight hiring for a number of positions.
What do you qualify for?
I don't know. One of them's an executive assistant?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'm kind of an assistant.
But you're kind of my executive assistant?
Right.
I don't think I would give you a good reference.
Oh. A photo editor? I mean, if you've seen my Instagram, I post some pretty cool stuff, and I know how to use filters.
You dabble.
Okay. VP of development. I was developing your interview skills just this Friday with Jermaine Dupri.
That's true.
I feel like I could put that on my resume.
That's true. Good.
There's also a senior creative producer, and being that I'm the oldest in here, I am your senior. I am creative, and I've produced three children. Whoa. So I'm a producer of humans. So I feel like...
I hope
like,
he uses this as a turning point in his life.
Yeah, I think I can. I think I'm going to go work for Star Wars and go to space.
Cool.
Yeah. It's been fun, though, man. You know? Just some great opportunities for me. You know, it's not you. It's me. Just want to...
If anybody emails or calls in or posts about you quitting, I'm just going to tell them you are.
Every week.
I'm gonna say, he's going to go work for Star Wars.
Every week when Steve-O fake quits, people email the show, please tell me Steve-O's not
from
really
now on. From now on, I am going to just say yes.
Oh my every time that I say I'm going to fake quit, you guys, you should make me leave the show for a couple days.
I will give no real explanation from
punishment.
Now on. That's my new decree, is when people say, is that true? I'm going to say, it's absolutely true. Yep, he said it, so it's got
to
be.
Just saying, guys, I'd love to work for Lucas.
Well, anybody would. That sounds like dream job for real.
I wonder if they have, do they have a Lucasfilms radio station?
Let's jump into a couple headlines, and then we'll get into our topic.
Go for it.
I had to restart my computer, so I'm currently scrolling. Why are there so many stories in here today?
Why don't you just grab it and just go all the way
just
to the bottom?
So many.
I don't operate
just
like that.
So
I got a
many.
Wheel on this mouse. I'm going to use it.
Oh, Steve-O came up with a good idea. Remind me off the air to show you with these tabs.
Tabs.
I started doing it this morning, and it's worked really well.
No, with Tab, the soft drink.
I don't think they make that anymore. The newest beauty trend is fake fingernails with fur on them.
Have you guys seen it? Click on the link so you can
I'm
see
looking
a picture.
At it.
Look at those. Those are
talk
pretty
about
sweet.
A hairy situation.
Nope.
Hairy fingernails.
I don't like
that's
this.
That's disgusting.
It looks weird.
It does.
How is that a trend? And who started that?
Model. Kardashian.
Oh, what is that?
Eyeballs?
Nope. It's very strange.
I'm good.
Yeah, so imagine little fake fingernails, but they're little poofs of fur.
Yeah, if my wife had that, it'd be nice. She'd be tickling me with her fur. No? Anyone?
Weird.
What?
What's wrong with you?
That is
get a
so
cat.
Gross.
Get
I'm
a
allergic.
Cat and shut up.
I can't.
Odd.
If you're having trouble relating to Gwyneth Paltrow, this definitely isn't going to help. A British tabloid is claiming that her 11-year-old daughter, Apple, is getting $200 facials.
Okay.
Because that's what you do when you're... An 11-year-old.
I mean, but if you're crazy rich and you can provide that thing for your kid, I mean, you know.
Still not okay.
What? Why not?
Why do you need a facial if you're a kid?
Because, man, you want your pores to just get started off right, you know?
No.
Just right.
You won't even let Brody cut his hair. You're not going to let him get a $200 facial.
Preach it.
Oh, by the way, did Brody get a haircut the other day? Because I saw Steve-O and his wife arguing the other day on the phone.
We were not arguing.
They got into this really big fight.
No, we didn't. Awesome.
Hey, and I watched the whole thing.
Hey, man. You put on a smile.
Gosh.
We're going
we
to
didn't
church.
Fight.
Okay, they were
but
really
I
fighting.
Won, and no, he did not.
No, he didn't? He didn't?
No.
Because Steve-O was so disappointed, because you could hear Chrissy on the other end. I couldn't hear her, but, Steve-O was, no, wait, no, but I love his hair.
I do.
But no.
I love his hair. You know what sealed the deal? Because I'm dumb with my words, and I can't really, like, articulate them well. I'm like, no! No, that's how I fight. And Chrissy's like blah 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 blah, and like comes up with all these like smart words, and I'm like, ugh. And then Clopas said, "Oh man, Brody's got so much swag. You got to keep that hair long."
Oh.
That's it. That's it.
Okay.
Somebody cool and calm and collected like Clopas. By the way, Brian Lopez is one of the greatest humans on the planet. He says this, and then now Chrissy's like, "Yeah, we can keep his hair. Yeah, it's cool.
Okay,
he's got swag." So saith the Clopez.
One of these days, you know, you're going to come home and Brody's going to have a shaved head.
No! Oh, gosh.
So to Gwyneth Paltrow's credit, the reason that this happens is it's simply a fun mother-daughter bonding day out, and they love doing
okay.
it.
Oh,
together.
See, that's once.
It's a difference.
Plus, they live in L.A., and everything's expensive in L.A.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like a $400 Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
To Kill a Mockingbird author, Harper Lee, died Friday at her home in Alabama. She was 89. She never wrote another book after Mockingbird was published in 1960, but a first draft of the novel was dusted off and released as a, quote, sequel called Go Set a Watchman last year. And finally, Shia LaBeouf filmed himself spending 24 hours in an elevator. At one point, a guy came in and asked Shia to punch him in the face. He didn't want to, but he finally agreed to just slap the guy, so he did.
I'm a performance artist.
Okay.
Can you help me with completion of my next piece by punching me in the face?
Oh, man, you want me to punch you in the face?
Please. I'll take my hat off, you can wear it, and you can punch me in the face.
I don't want to punch you very hard.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, do it. I'll hold it than that, dude. No, all right, slap then, at least. Like, no.
We're not seeing culture here. Honestly,
like, man. This is the man that gave himself two scars.
I don't like it, though. I'll do it to myself.
Yeah, do it.
I don't like doing it to you, dude. I just met
you. Do it, yeah, but we're cool.
He's going to enjoy it.
Nice. Okay,
fine. Why is Shia LaBeouf so weird?
He whatever!
Goes into these weird things.
He's an artist.
Okay.
He was here in Albuquerque not long ago, and my sister-in-law ran into him and got to talk to him, and I was so mad. Love that guy. He made the fourth Indiana Jones great. I was trying so hard to keep that going. Mm-hmm. There's no way. Mm-hmm. Do you want to slap me in the face right
I
now?
I do.
Do you have a clip of this Dave Grohl jamming with a band in an elevator?
I did.
What?
Speaking of elevators, this also happened.
Is he playing the tuba?
They're in an elevator?
Yeah.
It says he jammed with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band in an elevator.
I feel like, you know, they were just all in there together and they had their instruments, so why not?
Living it up while they were going down.
You guys want to jam?
Yes. Amazing. Amazing.
That's right.
Thank you,
Nicely
Dale.
Done. You're Nicely welcome. Done.
That's your news.
All right. Got a little topic. Okay.
Do you want me to do traffic?
Oh, good
you
call.
You guys never do it anymore.
I know. Here's your traffic
update. Not seeing any accidents except on Osuna Road between Jefferson Street and Diversion Channel, there is construction, and it's making 25 southbound slow down or something like that. So be careful if you are getting off Paseo and going south on 25. If you see an accident and you feel like you need to call us and you can do it without causing another accident, you totally can. That's your look at traffic.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dax.
Good morning.
Curtis here. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Curtis, the movie guy.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Curtis, I love you. I miss you, man.
Yeah, I love you guys, too, man. You guys were talking about, you know, going to work for Lucasfilms, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You want to do this?
They're hiring.
That's some pretty heady stuff right there, you know?
I know.
So, Curtis, what have you been working on, man? Because for everybody that doesn't know, Curtis, he's worked in a bunch of different TV shows and movies here in Albuquerque. One being Breaking Bad, you know,
you
were on pretty much every season of that,
What's
right?
What's that about?
Everything but one episode. The pilot I didn't work on, I worked on every other episode.
Curtis was my end to, like, everything cool. That's, I mean, I got to do the celebrity softball game, I got to do the golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis.
What are you working on now, buddy?
I'm actually working on NBC's The Night Shift.
Nice!
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, man. They called me the other day.
They did?
They called me on Friday, and they asked if I could come in to film, and I was like, I am in Houston, Texas.
Oh. Is that right? Yeah. Wow. Well, if you get called back, you have to come... I'll have to come find you or something.
Yeah, that would be cool. They called me, too.
Why didn't you go?
But I was like, I'm good. I just get calls all the time. I'm so famous.
So what's going on, Curtis?
Nothing. Yeah, and you know, we finished Better Call Saul in November,
right.
And so you know that's on tonight. Second episode is tonight.
No spoilers.
And I don't know if you guys have been watching, but I dig it. It's its own.
That's great.
You know, its own deal. You know, it's not Breaking Bad, and a lot of people wanted it to be Breaking Bad.
I think it's just as good. I think it is just as good.
But you definitely get the Breaking Bad feel at times. You know, they have the Easter eggs that pop up every now and then.
I love it.
They do a good job with it.
I think it's just as good.
Yeah, there are. That is very cool, and they have that talking Saul afterwards now, and that's kind of cool. So. Mm-hmm.
I think Bob Odenkirk is a highly underrated actor.
He's so good.
He usually gets the shtick, like comedy shtick. I think he is absolutely crushing it as Saul and getting a chance to shine. I'm a fan.
He'll be like Bryan Cranston. When Bryan Cranston first started doing Breaking Bad, it didn't really get thrown on the map till season 3?
Right.
That's when it blew up.
Like that. Yeah, it really started to pick up steam in around season 3, I think. Yeah.
It's those comedy actors. You can laugh with them, you can cry with them.
Yeah. Who is up now? Speaking of Bryan Cranston, who is up for an Oscar now?
From
Trumbo. I don't know if you saw Trumbo, but it was.
I
thought it was a great movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, Bryan was amazing, and it's really cool. It's a kind of a history lesson. I'd always heard of the Hollywood blacklist, but I didn't really understand what it was. You know, you'd heard, oh, there was communists, you know. And,
right.
But if you go back and watch it, it's really a history lesson of what went on back in those days of Hollywood and how these guys were blacklisted because they were communists. But they, you know, they said, hey, it's my free speech, you know, and they made a lot of sense. And so it's a movie I'd recommend. It's really, if you dig the movies, it's a history lesson on Hollywood, and I thought it was very cool. And Bryan Cranston was brilliant, as he is in everything, it seems like.
Yeah, I feel like if Bryan Cranston's in any movie now, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
That's like Tom Hanks.
I'm hoping he beats out Leo DiCaprio for
me too.
For an Oscar.
Me too. I'm with you.
But I'm digging the show, you guys. I dig the energy. I started listening just recently, and haven't listened in a long time, so I'm back.
Right on, Kurt.
Dude, it's good to hear you.
So good hearing your voice, man.
Tell Brett hello.
Will do. He's working in the biz now, too. So
awesome.
Right on.
Yeah, and still playing music with Shekinah, drumming with Shekinah. So
love it.
He's doing well.
That is awesome. Well, check back in soon, man.
All right. Hey, play some Emery.
Okay.
Yeah, we will. We will.
All right, buddy.
Right on, guys. We'll talk to you later.
See
you,
all right, man.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Curtis, the movie guy.
Yeah, that guy is great.
His kid, Brett, is one of the raddest, too. Mm. Good dude.
All right, let's jump into this topic here. Here's the question we're going to throw out to you. 338-3700 to call in. Should high school punishments go on college applications? So if you got in trouble in high school, should they have to put that on college applications? Because I feel like, maybe probably depending on the punishment, what happened, a lot of colleges probably wouldn't accept you because of it, right?
Maybe.
Some of them are pretty strict when trying to get into some of these colleges.
Yeah, but so being that a lot of them are that strict, wouldn't the college want to know what your background is like? Because you think about some of these people, think about like student athletes that are preparing to possibly be drafted into the pros. They know what, oh, this guy in college did this or that, and sometimes it can stop people from getting drafted. You look at somebody like Johnny Manziel. Obviously, everybody knew his background was like this party guy. Somehow, some way, people were like, we're going to give him a chance because we're all about third and fourth and fifth chances. And he still screwed it up so many times that now he's probably not going to play another game in the NFL.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I feel like colleges would have a right to know, right?
338-3700. Should high school punishments go on college applications? Good morning.
Good morning. Absolutely not. I just kind of think about, you know, everybody makes stupid choices in high school, and that's kind of the time to make stupid choices. And I just think about, you know, the stupid things I did in high school, and it did not affect whatsoever how I did in college, you know? So, no,
Should it depend on the punishment, though? Let's say you were
robbed a bank.
Well, yeah, you did something where you were you hurt somebody else.
We all did that in high school, right?
You bullied other students, and did something just really horrific. Not killed anybody, but you know,
right?
I feel like killed a guy is definitely on the short list of things a college would want to know.
Probably. You know,
I guess that's a fair point for sure. So.
But where's the line? I guess then.
Right.
Is it death? Is this the line?
And who sets that line?
I think if you kill someone, I think that's
Definitely. If you're breaking the Ten Commandments.
Dawn just texted me. She has a good point.
She says the majority of kids
who get in trouble are kids who don't think they have any chance at college and high school. So if this were to happen, like if colleges started asking for your misdeeds from high school,
they'd probably be like, well, forget college completely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have a shot at all now.
338-3700. Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Good morning.
I got to agree with the young lady that just called. I mean, if it was a violent crime or somebody died or lost an arm or something like that, yeah.
Well, I think but, yeah, I mean, just they'd find that out anyway.
Kids are idiots, you know, and we can't hold ourselves to that standard for the rest of our lives. So
yeah,
so, I got to say no.
But when do we draw the line, and when do we say, okay, all right, maybe when you were 17, all right, you were an idiot, you did something stupid, now you're 20 and you're still doing something stupid, do we expunge that from the record as well? Like, when do we tell kids they have to, like, be held accountable for their actions, you know?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
So I have a couple thoughts on this. One is your minor criminal record, most of that goes away when you turn 18. Mm. So I think that if it's not serious enough to be on your permanent criminal record, then maybe not. The other thing is, when a college is receiving high school transcripts, if a kid has had to be in multiple high schools because of behavior issues, that's going to reflect on their transcripts. If they're not being kicked out of school on the regular in high school, then what does the college have to worry about?
Mm. Solid. Gotcha. I agree with that.
All right. Thank you very much.
I don't understand everybody saying that they made all their worst decisions in high school.
Right.
I thought college was when everybody was like, oh, well, now you're an adult and you have to make your own decisions. So naturally, all these kids make horrible decisions.
Yeah. I think it varies on the way on how you were raised as well, though, because there were probably a lot of kids in high school who, you know, were making the stupid decisions that didn't have maybe the parents around, and then there were the others that were straight edge through high school because their parents were around, and then got to college and were on their own and were like,
bro.
Woo!
Yeah,
you know,
no, that's it's funny. True.
Yeah, yeah.
338-3700. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
So I think it just depends on what you did. Like something like plagiarism or something like that, yeah, I think that should go on to your college. Mm. But like anything, like something minor, like maybe you got in a fight with a kid and got suspended for a couple of days, I don't think something like that should go on.
Yeah. Right.
But definitely like plagiarism, or if you got expelled for any reason, yeah, that should go on.
Man. Thanks, buddy.
Are you in high school or college?
No, I'm working now. I was in college for a little bit.
Gotcha.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I completely forgot about plagiarism. Mm. That's something that nowadays a lot of people don't even care about. But yeah. I remember now, rewind back to high school, that was a big deal.
Yeah, it was.
And
even
college.
In college,
even
if
more
you get
so
caught
in college,
you get kicked out.
Yeah, if you get that's it's like the consequences in college are real world. Mm. It's like, oh, you don't get a free pass for this one, buddy. You just got kicked out of this course.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to spend thousands of dollars to redo this course.
Should high school punishments go on college applications?
No.
No.
So I'm thinking, as I've heard you guys talking, the line should really be at, like, a criminal record. So if you're doing something that, prevents you from buying a gun, like felonies, that stuff should be disclosed and discussed. But, I mean, if you had petty misdemeanors like reckless driving or you were caught with a blunt one time, then it's not really reflective of your entire character.
Yeah.
Usually a one-and-done kind of thing, and you learn from your mistakes, and you move on. But when you get into the felony situation, that's kind of respective of a whole different mindset.
Right. Mm.
And I think that's a good, solid place to draw a line. And it's really definable, and it's easy to look at. It's easy to say, okay, well, this is what's too far, and this is what's a learnable experience.
Mm. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, a lot of people on Facebook saying it depends on what the punishment is.
Yeah.
You know, where's that line at? Like like this guy just said, you know, probably if it was a felony, that's probably...
Well, okay. That's going to go on like a criminal record.
Right.
So
yeah, and they check out your criminal record anyway. But check this out. The common application which was completed by 860,000 students last year, added discipline questions at the request of participating universities in 2006-2007. Colleges using their own applications often include them as well. So this thing, I guess it's looking at the issues, says Aba Blankson, senior director at the not-for-profit group. In the meantime, applicants who check yes have room to elaborate. Like one student can said, in ninth grade, I was expelled or suspended, and because of that incident, the alcohol thing I did, I became interested in Mothers Against Drunk Driving, or I became a volunteer.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
It's not just like, I did this, I did this, I did this. You would list what you did and then how it changed you, how the consequences of your actions made you better.
Hey, real quick, what do you think?
I think that it should only be for seniors, high school seniors.
Okay.
Like, because I think when you go into high school and you're a freshman, you're pretty stupid still. And then sophomore year, you're kind of still stupid. And then junior year, but as you keep growing up, I guess senior, yeah, sure, you're not as smart still, but, you know, they already have penalties like, oh, well, you can't walk
right
at graduation or something like that. So I think if they had said, you know, well, if you still do something bad and it goes on your school, then people would probably get in trouble less.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in. Should high school punishments go on college applications? We'll get to more of your phone calls when we come back.
Hey, this is Teo from The Morning Invasion. Listen, I know you're hearing this podcast and you are, number one, blown away, and number two, asking yourself, how can I get in on that Morning Invasion action? Well, all you have to do is shoot us an email, radio@star88.fm. We're going to hook it up. You're going to become the Morning Invasion podcast sponsor. Your name's going to be in lights. It's going to be all over the internet, and you will finally find a way to connect with those crazy millennials. radio@star88.fm.
Just did my 20 push-ups.
Good job.
Gonna do 20 more here in just a second.
20 more.
1, 2. Good morning, everybody.
Doing them right now, here?
That's right.
Dang.
Really excited to have Cheryl on the show. Cheryl is the chef slash nutritionist from NBC's The Biggest Loser, and she's joining us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cheryl. Thanks for being on the show with us.
Thanks for having me. It's a beautiful day.
It is. Have you ever been to Albuquerque?
I have. I love New Mexico.
Woo! Well, that's good.
New Mexico loves you, Cheryl.
Oh, and the food. Mm. I love the food.
Yeah, and let's talk about food, because two of us here on the show, there's three of us that do the show. One happens to look like a superhero and eats the healthiest food in the world. And then the other two, one is super skinny and needs to put on weight. And then me, I'm overweight and I'm trying to drop the weight. So I love that we're talking to you this morning, because I feel like the majority of the people that are listening right now, I'm just going to say, they're probably in the same boat I am, which is overweight, because we have a big epidemic in this country, and it's called obesity.
Yes, we do. Mm. Yes, we do. And I feel like, you know, the show's been around for a little over 12 years, but we've had 17 seasons in that time.
Right.
And I feel, in the beginning, I used to be so surprised at things that I would hear from the contestants, but I hear the same thing every year, and I feel like our cast personifies overweight America, so I kind of know what a lot of the problems are. We're skipping meals, not having enough fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. having too much white stuff, white flour, white rice.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, white rice? Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
I can't have white rice.
Grains, not exercising enough, having too many calories from our beverages.
We focus
on eating our calories, with the exception of milk. And then the other thing that everybody has in common is that they prioritize their partner, their kids, their home, everything and anything over their own health and well-being. And by the time they get to the show, they're so unhealthy. They know that they need to really change things and turn it around.
Yeah, I was. I don't know if you've seen this documentary. It came out years ago, but my kids and I were watching Super Size Me. Do you remember that one? Where
yeah.
The guy went around and he ate McDonald's for a month. He ate nothing but McDonald's. And we were watching that, and they were talking about the schools in America. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about if they could just change the what the kids are eating at the cafeterias, if they could make that real food and not all this processed stuff, that could really make a huge impact on the health in this country.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true, because when kids spend year after year after year not eating vegetables, it's really hard to turn that around and acquire a taste for it. I deal with that every single day. Right. And, it would be nice if they could make a few changes.
Yeah, absolutely. So I kind of got caught up a little bit over the weekend on The Biggest Loser. And so we're pretty much almost at the finale, right? We're getting pretty tonight. Close. Is it tonight?
Yeah, it's tonight.
Oh, man, it's tonight. And so I love watching the finale because you get to see, what is it? There's four of them that made it into the final round, right, to compete for the big prize, right? There are four of them?
Yes. So you'll see who the finalists are. And it's amazing because, you know, everybody's been here in L.A. for a few days, and nobody's seen each other. They're at different hotels, and none of us know who's going to win. So it's really going to be an exciting night. I love this night.
Yeah, and they get to follow because they've been home for a while, right? How long have they been home, trying to lose weight on their own?
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Let's see. Well, we started filming in August, so the first person to be eliminated has probably been home for, I'm just guessing, around 4 months, and then someone was eliminated each week after that. So, but the finalists have probably been home for, you know, roughly about 2 months.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah. Do they ever, do you ever give out your cell phone number to these guys and they like call you like, I don't know what to do. I'm at a McDonald's drive-thru.
Every person has had my cell phone number and you know, we didn't know what this would be like because in the beginning, believe it or not, we didn't know if anyone was going to watch the show. It was the first, you know, weight loss reality show. And, but I've never regretted that. Everybody does have my number. They text me now and then and, it's nice. It's nice to stay in touch with everyone.
That's so cool. So talk about what your experience is like being on this reality show. What's it like when you get to really impact these lives?
It's really been amazing. It's definitely changed my career. It's definitely changed my life. And that's why I wrote this book that I wanted to talk to you about today. It's called A Small Guide to Losing Big. It's a little pocket guide, kind of like the Cliff Notes of what I've been teaching everyone for 17 seasons, and just kind of like the down and dirty, really simple bullet points. This is what you do. This is what I teach them. This is how you figure out your calorie budget. This is how you divide it between meals and snacks. Here are 2 weeks of menus to show you what that should look like. Mm. Here's recipes, some of the favorite recipes that that we make on the ranch, things that I teach people how to cook, such as there's a portobello pizza recipe in there. Where mushroom cap for a crust. And we put sausage and cheese. It's like having real pizza.
Hmm.
That's one of their favorite things, and it only has 97 calories. And then I give really simple ideas for breakfast. For example, today in my room, I'm just having some vanilla Greek-style yogurt with fresh berries and chopped pistachios on top. And, you know, I've got all the food groups covered, and I'm going to have something that's really delicious, and I'm going to be full until my snack time. So it's really, really great to be able to share this stuff with everybody.
We're talking with Cheryl Fulberg from NBC's The Biggest Loser. I just started meal prepping last night.
Yes, you did.
I didn't buy quite enough food. I tried to get enough food to last me all week, and I ended up only getting about 1.5 days worth of food. So definitely need to go back to the store later. You know, it's trial and error. You know, it's my first time doing it. But I feel like the meal prepping is going to be huge in my life because I'm the guy who only eats like one meal a day. You know, and then the fat gets stored, and you know, it sucks. I mean, I'm not eating enough food.
This is so important what you're doing now, and you know, thank you for saying that for all of the listeners because this is a huge issue. People don't know how to prep and how to plan ahead, and that's really, really key. Not only with your food, with shopping. In the beginning, when people aren't eating vegetables, sometimes people go crazy and they buy too much because they don't really understand how long it's going to stay fresh, and then they wind up throwing things out. So in the beginning, I tell people that you might have to grocery shop a little more often until you realize, you know, how to buy produce and
That's
how
true.
To keep it around. But after that, it's really important to set aside time on a Sunday night, for example, to maybe grill a bunch of chicken breasts or make a big pot of chili or something, or make some breakfast sandwiches that you can just microwave. And you really have to write that down. By the same token, you have to write down your exercise on your calendar, just like a conference call or a meeting. You have to stick to it because it's so easy to make up an excuse of why I don't have time to go to the gym today.
Cheryl, I got a question. I have an idea, actually. It's a proposal that you. I feel like you just got to go back to the producers and pitch. I would say I'm definitely the thinnest person in this room of the three of us. I would also say I'm probably the most unhealthy person in the room because I grew up with the best metabolism on the planet. So, like, I hit 150 and I feel like I've accomplished something because I'm like, yeah, 150! But I am so skinny fat that it's ridiculous. 2 weeks ago, we started CrossFit and we started trying to do meal prep because I'm the same way. I eat like one meal a day. It's terrible. Can you start like a Biggest Loser, but for like skinny fat people?
Yeah, you know, the guidelines would not be that different. You would be eating more food. I mean, it's great that you started exercising. Mm-hmm. That's really, really good. And I find when I do CrossFit, which I love, by the way.
Yes!
Yeah, isn't it great?
Right? Oh, just so love lifting tires. Last week it was people. We were deadlifting people.
No,
it
we
was,
weren't.
No?
No, they didn't lift anybody.
No, we didn't lift people.
And they definitely weren't dead.
No, yeah.
Cheryl, my question to you is, Steve-O was just talking, he's, you know, really skinny. So if he works out all the time and gets on a good routine with working out, can he eat whatever he wants or does he still have to eat healthy?
This is true.
Yeah, you know, it's still better to eat healthy. It's okay now and then to have something, you know, that's not so great. But mostly you need to, if you really want to be healthy and fit and have a long life, you've got to eat healthy foods for the most part. Mm.
So okay. Last Thursday after my workout, when I had 20 B-dub wings that were Caribbean jerk, a bowl of Captain Crunch with marshmallows and some cheesecake, that was probably not the best after workout meal, right?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
I wish that were a joke. That's real life. That's actually what I did right from the gym. I went to
help my
friend.
Was
Thursday, man. 60 cent boneless.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to send you a copy of my book because this will really help you get back on track.
I love it. I would love a copy of your book, Cheryl.
Yeah, give us all the details about your book real quick.
Oh, I've got to go, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it so much.
Okay. Have a great day, and don't forget to watch the finale.
Woo!
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Later, Cheryl. I think she thought I was mocking. I'm like, I'm serious. I am skinny fat.
Well, you know,
I gotta go.
There are people out there in your
boat. She's busy, man. She's a busy bee. Right. She had, like, some producer going, hey. We gotta go.
Speaking of producers, we got somebody calling in right now who wanted to talk to us about our interview skills, and probably confront the person who booked that junk right there.
Yeah. Good morning.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Don't you know? Yeah. Yeah.
You know what, Buck?
Oh, you know.
Oh yeah. She totally dodged you guys at the end. That was amazing.
She did.
All right, go ahead and get the details of your book. No, I gotta go.
I don't even want to give the details of my book. This has been so painful.
That was Steve-O. Here's the funny part about it, Buck, is Steve-O wasn't even here for half the interview.
Well,
he booked
okay.
it, and then he was like, not even here.
I said, I have to pee. I'm gonna pee.
She called.
I ran out of the room, and I came back, and and we're on the air. I'm like, what is happening?
Jeez.
Yeah. We couldn't keep her waiting. She had to go. Sorry, man.
Mateo, I'm so glad you're back.
Mm.
I am so thank you, Jesus, that Mateo is back.
I'm thankful too. That's not nice.
Yeah.
Come on.
Why is that neat? I'm thankful that my new friend Mateo is back.
Yeah, because it makes us feel like we didn't do a good job last week.
You guys did a great job when I was there. It was fine.
Oh, you know. Okay. You know.
That's real good.
I had real questions. I really am skinny fat. That really was what I ate last week after my workout. I just, you know, I need help.
I think she thought you were probably trying to punk her or something.
Right. I was being totally serious. She was
okay,
so mad.
So here's the interesting thing. And I'm probably going to get a little flack for this, but I was going to ask her about it, and then she had to bail on us.
Right.
So if you're going to eat anything sugary, anything, you eat it right after you exercise.
Oh, so I did the right thing.
No.
Oh.
You went home, and it was probably an hour or so after you got done.
Yeah, because the way your body works, your metabolism keeps burning for like 30 minutes or something like that.
It's
so right
it's
after
called,
a workout.
Yeah, it's called the window of gains.
You process it a little bit easier. Or if you do first thing in the morning, because then you got all day to, you
what
know,
do you
walk
know?
Right.
What
no,
do you
no,
know?
No,
but
you don't do it
my body
time.
Is
no.
constantly burning everything. I can't keep anything. I just constantly, I breathe and I lose weight.
Yeah, Steve
it's a curse.
Doesn't have that issue.
You know what, man? You just need to eat, like, chicken and steak a lot. That's what you need to eat.
Lots of protein.
Nick, my buddy Nick said he's going to help me with a
good
with a dietary regimen.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat seven times a day. I'm going to be a hobbit.
Mateo, how was the tour?
Man,
are you guys, are you guys a thing now?
No, we've been a thing the whole time. It's just they took a break last year.
No, but I mean, are you going to be a new thing now again?
There's a possibility of a tour in the fall.
No!
No, no, what?
You know Buck's just wanting this to happen so he can come back on and do radio again, right? He even said, this is my favorite thing. I love getting up early. Mm-hmm. I just want to take over.
Now look, what we're talking about, what I just introduced, the window of gains theory.
Yes.
Nick just texted me, and he said, that's actually debatable. There's
really?
Two different sides to it. Some people say what I said. Nick says that's bro science.
Hmm.
He says that that's not always true. And, of course, it's not always true because everybody's body is different than everybody else's. Hmm. There's some common things, but it's not going to work for everybody.
Trust me, my metabolism is way different.
Metabolism?
Yeah. Can't even talk, bro. Can't even talk.
All right, Buck. Well, thanks for calling in.
Hopefully I'll see you soon, man. Come in and hang out.
Yeah, you know what? I'll come in again this week. I'll come in one more time this week, and then I'll
meet
you guys.
We're kind of full a little bit. I don't know if we have time.
I've got an empire to build. I'll see you guys later.
Okay.
Later.
Right. Probably don't have time to fit you in this week, but you know.
Come on.
Well, maybe next week.
Good news for
Teo.
I know Teo loves traveling.
I do.
He's talking about possibly being part of this tour in the fall. Hopefully it doesn't go to the East Coast.
Jury's out.
You guys love snakes. The two of you probably love snakes more than any human I know.
Mm-hmm.
Massachusetts just announced a plan to colonize rattlesnakes on an island. Yeah. Planned by the state to establish a colony of venomous timber rattlesnakes on an off-limits island in Massachusetts' largest body of water. People are kind of freaking out, you know.
Why would I have a problem with that? They're not on the mainland. They're off on some island by themselves. It's like Jurassic Park. I love that idea.
I don't know, dude. That's where, there's, surrounding woods. That's where hikers are, fishermen, and hunters. And, yes, they are truly trying to colonize these timber rattlesnakes.
They're probably trying to get them.
I mean, they're rare, guys. They're endangered. Mm. We need to colonize rattlesnakes.
If I was afraid specifically of rattlesnakes, I wouldn't have moved to New Mexico, which is the home of the Western Diamondback rattlesnake.
That's very true.
Which is the craziest, biggest rattlesnake that I know of.
Yeah.
And it's always trying to kill me.
Yeah.
All of the snakes, it's not so much that I'm afraid of them, which I am, but it's more that I just hate them.
Mm. You hate them, Doc.
I hate them.
You hate them.
With you, Tim.
Because I feel like they're constantly trying to trap me. they have established a beachhead, and they're going to stalk me until they can kill me.
Stay away from Massachusetts there.
You know what I learned?
What?
You have to be careful. If you chop a snake's head off, they could still bite
could
you up to an hour after you chop their heads off.
Could be in the green beans.
No, really?
Mm-hmm. Too. So if you live in Utah and you buy green beans, there could be a snake head in there.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty interesting.
That's true. That's so true.
I wish that lady could have talked about her diet stuff a little bit.
I wish she would have just ran away from
us. She totally ran away.
She was afraid of us.
She thought she was getting. She thought she was getting, like, what?
Nobody takes me seriously, guys.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I mean,
I don't
understand. You got to book serious people. You can't book somebody from the Biggest Loser reality show.
And I was asking serious questions.
Well, you told her you had the best metabolism on the face of the planet.
I really do. Maybe that frustrated her because she was like, oh, you're the anomaly I hate.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fix you. Gosh.
On Friday, I booked us a real astronaut.
Nice. Yeah.
He was the last person to actually touch down on the moon in 1972.
I could probably book a cool interview.
Oh, all right.
Ooh, interview
Can we
wars.
Do interview wars? Yeah! Yeah! Let's do those out! Okay. It's happening. It's happening.
March 2nd, I have the mom from the Goldbergs.
Hmm? Want to top that one? That's pretty legit right there.
So. I think. I don't know. It's not confirmed yet.
You don't even know who she is.
Her name's Wendy.
We could top
Wendy
that.
Wendy McLendon Covey.
That's her actress name or her name on the show?
That's her actress name.
Okay.
Her name is Mom on the Goldbergs.
Oh, okay. I'm going to book cool interviews.
No, you're not. It's going to happen.
Oh, I'm going to make it. Make it so. You know that Jermaine Dupri is still like the pinnacle of interviews.
If you
for
missed
us.
That interview, hit our podcast. Not.
Did you just like
Did
Wayne and Garth
that?
This?
Hit our podcast.
Was this 93? Schwing. Wait, no.
I'm going to dump you now. I have to dump that.
You can't.
Guys.
Listen, you just. Wait,
wow. I want to go back to the diet thing.
Okay.
We need to talk about it because you're meal planning. You're doing a great job.
I brought pork chops, steamed broccoli.
But you got that rice.
And white rice.
You need to stay away from, is it refined? Nick will text me.
I bought that 5 minute white rice. Is that bad? It cooks in 5 minutes?
Mm. Man. It's all this refined grain.
Oh,
I think that's what it's called.
I
think
have that
it's.
Today.
I could have that term wrong. So if I'm wrong, you guys can totally tell me. But it's like when they go in and they bleach it after the fact. So I guess
so
if you're
going to
do rice, do brown rice.
That's what I hear. I just didn't think it. I didn't think it was really that big of a deal eating white rice.
Well,
I mean, the Chinese do it.
Yeah, they do. They do, Dex. But you know, we're doing. You have to have a lot of protein.
Yeah, I got chicken.
That's good. You're going to need a lot of that. A
lot of veggies. Got
and
that.
You can't, you know, you can find protein in a lot of stuff, not
fish.
Just meat. Like I eat that. I tried to tell you guys about my yogurt the other day. Nobody wanted to hear it. And now here we are doing a series of shows about your meal plan. So, you know, irony's weighing more than the rice that you brought to eat today.
I feel like our topic that we're talking about the whole, you know.
I have a question.
Yep. College thing is over, so we're going to move on.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's move on to this. Paul in Houston just texted. We have a group text with him, and he says, hey, I think I can get you in touch with that guy we saw at the Whataburger before your show if you want to win the booking wars.
What are you talking about?
Who did you see at Whataburger?
I'm not.
What?
Come
not
on!
At liberty to say.
No,
why can't you say?
You can't.
It would be pretty
famous
solid.
Person?
I mean, you know.
What?
I love you, Paul.
What happened? You can't do that.
Okay. I'll tell you about it. If Paul will text and give us permission, then I'll tell you. But I will say this. Paul and his wife, Sunny, had a very, very cool experience before the House of Heroes show in Houston, Texas, at this place called Satellite Bar, which was kind of in the ghetto of Houston.
Isn't Houston the ghetto of Houston?
No, there's nice places.
Oh, okay.
They are nice places. So anyway, there we were. Paul and Sunny showed up. And we were standing around, and he was like, man, the craziest thing. We just saw the craziest guy over at Whataburger. We're like, who? So we were definitely in the ghetto because as they were walking around, there was a guy taking a poop right outside of the Whataburger.
No.
Just right there, out in public.
Ugh.
And so they were really worried about where they were going to park their car.
Whataburger?
No. Yeah. So that's... That's who he's talking about. But he probably couldn't. He could land an interview with him.
I thought it was going to be like somebody like Whitney Houston.
Like Val Kilmer or somebody.
She's dead, and he's close to death. You guys have too lofty. Your ambitions are too lofty. You need to temper it down.
All right.
Calm down. You got Beverly from the Goldbergs. That's pretty solid. Steve-O got Jermaine Dupri.
Come on, man. So Def Record CEO.
Pretty sure you're not going to be able to
top my know what that
answer.
Is.
None of us would have worn our clothes backwards in the 90s if not for Jermaine Dupri.
And some of us didn't wear our clothes backwards in the 90s because we had sins.
We all did.
Mm-mm.
Daddy Mac will make you jump, jump.
Gosh. Right, before,
I think of that every time I do box jumps.
We know.
Before we go to break.
Who likes good news?
Good news.
Chris CrossFit! Can we start doing Chris CrossFit?
Oh,
can we
goodness.
Just start it? New trend. Chris CrossFit. And we'll wear our gym clothes backwards. And every time we do box jumps, the Daddy Mac will make you. Why are you
who likes
man,
good news?
Hey, it is weird, though. I did notice when I called in, you can't hear him. He sounds like he's off about like in the back of
you
the room.
You can't hear him?
That's why when people call in and Steve-O starts talking, like you always hear him go.
I think we fixed it, though.
Yeah, it was weird.
Man.
I think we fixed it.
That sucks.
Can I do some good news?
I feel like I just invented a new fad at CrossFit, and that's the best news. Go ahead and try and top that one.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
Good news, everyone.
During the warm-ups, warm it up, Chris.
Good news, everyone.
I'm about to.
Good news, everyone.
Just saying.
The good news is,
start reading.
Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome, world.
I don't know about that. You and your...
Our CrossFit regimen is so functified.
I want you to do it. I want you to wear your clothes backwards because you're going to fall down at some point.
Oh, my gosh. There's a house in Narlands. Caught fire last Wednesday while an elderly blind woman was inside.
Oh, no.
Wait, pause. Narlands?
Narlands.
Let's talk about it just a little bit.
Narlands?
I grew up, you know, very close to New Orleans.
Narlands?
It's N-A-W-L-I-N-S.
Narlands!
Narlands.
Narlands.
Narlands, that's what I said.
The narwhal.
Also, we should probably mention Cheryl Folberg.
That's what I said.
Is actually Cheryl Forberg.
That's what I said.
And that could be why she hung up.
That's what I said.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead with your story.
There was a house in Narlands. Caught fire last Wednesday morning while an elderly blind woman was inside.
Oh, no.
Luckily, her 5-year-old granddaughter heard the smoke alarm. Her name is Chloe Woods, and her preschool had just gone on a field trip to the local fire station on October. Basically, the kids all learned to get out of the house as fast as possible if there's a fire.
Nice.
So Chloe jumped out of bed and ran to her grandmother's room and got both of them out of the house.
Hero!
Once they were out, she ran over to their neighbors and told them to call 911 and also asked for a cup of water.
Aww.
So she could go back and put the fire out.
Yeah! Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nope.
That's that 5-year-old intuition.
Yeah!
They should, you know, talk to the kids about... If there was a fire, you need to get out the house.
She told my grandma, my mom, to hold on her shoulder, and they got to get out the house.
Got out the house. I wanted water to pour.
And she was running, and a neighbor telling the neighbor, call 911. I said, what's going on? She said, a house on fire. She said, I jumped out the car. I said, what?
She saved her grandmother's life, saved her own life.
We're going to talk about how they completely skip over prepositions in the Narlands education system next time.
At this point, her family's house is still unlivable. So her preschool started a GoFundMe page.
Nice.
It's already raised over 10 grand.
That's cool.
Gosh.
All because his 5-year-old heard the smoke alarm, got help, saved her grandmother, tried to put the fire out with a cup of water.
Yeah, thankfully they didn't let her go back inside to do that part.
Yeah. Love good news, man.
Yeah.
That's good news.
That is here, great news.
Right there. Good news, yeah.
Never surrender.
Okay.
Daniel, can we get an echo on the mic? You know, a little button I could push.
A little reverb
on there. That'd be pretty sweet. Or I could hit that and it'd be, woo, woo, woo.
We need a producer. Yeah. We need Doug.
Doug. Miss you, Doug.
Doug's
wish you were here.
Never coming back, guys. He's making that Clear Channel money.
He's doing good things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's never coming back.
I missed that Clear Channel money. Tell you what. Had a cell phone and everything.
You had a
cell phone? Speaking of cell phones, do you guys know what the I in iPhone means?
Yes.
I looked it up this morning because I saw this.
Dang it. You looked it up? I was so excited to show you. I was so amped. I put this in on Friday because I was like, oh, man, I can't wait to share this.
They don't know.
No one even knows what the I in iPhone means. It's going to be crazy.
So doesn't it mean like 5 different things?
Ugh, just go away.
Internet, individual.
You are ruining everything.
Institution.
It was like a tease. I was going to be like, coming up with the I in iPhone means because nobody knows.
It means the same thing as the I in team.
That's good stuff.
Definitely not one here.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll get you updated on the traffic here in a minute. It's Monday Mindset. What you thinking about? What's on your mind? You want to share it? Get your phone calls here in a little bit. And Tao's got some more news for us.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
We'll do it next.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Time to Nevada for Republican Donald Trump after his big win in South Carolina.
Trump says it will not get any easier for him.
You know, I'm dealing with very smart people, talented people, so I never take it for granted.
Hillary Clinton beat back a challenge from Bernie Sanders in the Nevada caucuses.
In the closest finish in race history, Denny Hamlin winning the Daytona 500.
What a great finish between he and Martin Truex Jr.
Deadpool, number one at the box office.
Police in Kalamazoo, Michigan are trying to determine the motive behind a series of shootings.
U.S. Customs and Border Border Protection will scan the faces and documents of people leaving the country on foot.
More than 30 governors gathered in Washington, D.C. for the annual winter meeting of the National Governors Association.
Virgin Atlantic gives would-be passengers a look at its new commercial spacecraft.
An arrest in a deadly shooting in Las Vegas.
Saks Fifth Avenue is making its first foray into a foreign market. Saks opened a store in Toronto, Canada.
Good morning.
I just spit.
Why? Did you gleek?
He's laughing at Dex.
What? Why are you laughing at me?
He may have forgotten to turn his mic on, so he's like, good morning! Nobody saw that.
Didn't happen.
Embarrassing.
Oh, they saw it. Yeah, don't forget our webcam, star88.fm. You can look at Steve-O and Dex.
And you're sort right of. There.
Yeah.
You're in a good shot.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's more you two, really.
Hope someday I have a jaw like Taz.
I just...
Right just, now. You mean like the singular jaw?
Right now my neck just goes straight up into my cheek. I mean, it's just like one... I mean, there's no definition at all. It just goes straight up.
My kids love you, Jaws.
Huh?
Jaws. You have multiple Jaws.
I miss pizza. Let's get back into our stories.
It's 8:42, excuse me.
I had a day of 62 degrees.
Before we get into some more news here, there was an exhausted 110-year-old lady. Mm-hmm. This happened in Spokane, Washington. And this reporter wanted to sit down and talk to this 110-year-old woman. Now, if you're wondering what it's like to be 110 years old, after you listen to this interview, I think we're going to get a little glimpse of what it's like to be 110 years old.
Flossie, you say you're a little tired this morning. Is that right?
I am tired.
Okay. She is very tired. That's actually, I heard, your favorite activity to do at the center here is to take a little nap.
Take a nap many times as I can.
Later today, Flossie's family is going to be coming out here to throw you a big birthday party. Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
What would you rather? You would rather be taking a nap, huh? Flossie, the people on TV want to know what the secret is to being able to live so long.
I don't know. I don't fight it. I live it.
That
she sounds
woman.
Like the turtle from Neverending Story.
Right?
Yes. We have been here for thousands of years.
They weren't tired.
So tired.
She does sound really tired. She just
Flossie, you gosh. Say you're a little tired this morning. Is that right?
I am tired.
Gosh. It's the gosh. Turtle from Neverending Story.
Man. I feel like we're talking to Yoda in his last right? moments.
Goodness sakes.
There is
wow.
another sky.
It kind of felt like the interview girl was like trolling her a little
yeah.
bit. It's like,
yeah.
the TV people want to know.
That would be dreadful from a like an interviewer's perspective, though. Just kind of like that last interview we had from Biggest Loser. Like, trying to go somewhere with it, it's like, oh, man, this is painful.
She had to get out.
She probably had to go meal prep.
Yeah.
I love her name, Flossie Dickey.
Yep.
That's her name.
They don't name them like that no. anymore, am I right?
No, they really don't.
That yeah. was in the 1800s when they named Flossie Dickey.
No, that's actually not true.
Darn it.
That would be 1906, my friend, if you are good with that.
Well, she was named after her
Common
her
Core.
Grandma, who was born in the 1700s, and nope. their name was Flossie.
Yeah. That's actually not...
Flossie, you say you're a little tired this morning. Is that right?
I am tired.
That's the perfect...
We have been here.
That's the perfect clip for Monday morning.
I am tired. My goodness. 110
Never ending story,
old.
Guys. Never ending story. It's the Oracle.
I'm telling you, the three of us, we need to plan a field trip to the nursing home.
What?
Yeah.
Not going.
Yes, you are.
Nursing for what homes purpose?
Are not my thing.
Oh, my goodness. When's the last time you were at a nursing home?
Gosh, man.
When
it's
was
been
the last
a couple
time?
Years for me.
Really?
Straight up.
Yeah.
Why'd you have to go to a nursing home?
Visit a relative.
And what was your experience like at that nursing home?
I wanted to get out as fast as possible.
Right.
Why?
I do bad with smells.
They make
like
me
I'm not good with smells. Chrissy bought this new dryer sheet thing over the weekend, and I had to like close the laundry room upstairs because I could smell it downstairs.
Oh my gosh.
I have asked Teo, man. I've got like that. I have a mutant ability. It's my sinuses. Ugh. It's like Leslie. It's like your wife. We have the same mutant
ability. The only thing he doesn't smell is himself after a few days of not showering.
This is true. This is true.
You know, those poor people at the nursing home, they're the forgotten. Yeah. That's what I call them, the forgotten.
Did you forget about them?
No, their families dropped them off at nursing homes because they don't want to take care of them anymore.
Get off your soapbox. When was the last time you were at a nursing home?
I don't have any relatives at a nursing
home.
Oh! So you forgot about all the people that were?
If I, you know what? If my grandpa, grandma, any relative was at that age where they were hard to take care of and they could go into a nursing home, I wouldn't put them in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what we do, right?
I feel like you care about this in theory, but you don't really care about it.
Yeah.
Because your stipulation is they have to be related to you to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't have anybody. It's family in the home.
Yeah, but it's kind of the family's responsibility.
Yeah, but what about all those other people whose families aren't taking care of them? Are they the forgotten?
They're the forgotten. That's why I named them the forgotten.
You don't care about them, Dex.
Well, that's why I'm saying let's take a field trip. Let's go say hi. Let's sit down. Let's, you know, you guys are musicians. Let's sing some songs. My grandpa used to do that.
Steve-O can sing.
Every week.
He can sing them songs.
Used to sing gospel songs.
I could do that. Can I bring my amp?
No, I'll go. Somehow, it doesn't matter how old they are or how bad of hearing they are, you will be too loud if you bring an amp with a guitar.
We could do CrossFit with the elderly.
And break them?
No, there's a few things they could do.
Is that what you're trying to do? Like early elimination of the forgotten?
We could have them do like the windmills with their hands. You know?
No!
They could do the neck rolls.
That is a great
shoulder
stretch. I
don't know that we're qualified to do any of that.
Yeah, definitely.
Dex
not.
Has already become that guy, man.
Oh, really?
2 weeks of CrossFit.
You can talk?
Last night we get a text and you're like, guys, meal planned all my meals. It's like, how is that meal planning? Who gave you the, like... Do you know any of the nutritional value of any of those meals?
Common
you just went
sense.
And grabbed crap
it's
from the grocery
sense.
Store.
His were good.
Yeah, it's called common sense. Vegetables and chicken.
Oh, really?
Wow.
White rice. White rice. Pretty sure that's exactly what Biggest Loser told us to stay away from.
What did you have in your thing today?
White rice.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but I'm not pretending like I know what I'm
doing.
Really? Like
really?
Last night I put in two pork chops and Chrissy said, I'm pretty sure if you're going for like normal meal, only one serving of pork chop is sufficient. I'm like, yeah, but I want two. I don't care.
You need three. What are you talking about? Only one, Chrissy?
Well, they're like
your husband's trying to gain weight.
They're big. They're like the size of my hand.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I was calling. For one, I wanted to comment on the old Yoda lady. That was absolutely hilarious. And then, two, I just wanted to comment about the nursing home visiting thing.
Do you want to be a part of it?
Share your thoughts.
Do you have someone in the home that we can visit?
I just wanted to comment. Yeah, I just want to say that I absolutely love going to nursing homes. When I went to Bible college for 2 years in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and one of the things we got to do was go and minister at nursing homes. I think we went like a couple times while I was there, and I absolutely loved it because, like you guys were saying, there's so many people there that either their families have forgotten about them or they just maybe they don't have family anymore, you know. And so they were so happy when people would come and hang out with them. And sometimes we would like bring like other girls to, like do their nails,
right.
Or the guys would just go and visit them, and they loved it. So I think you guys should totally.
We
do
could
that.
Have nursing.
We should do the morning show from there and just interview all the people
and I
about
just
their
say,
lives.
If you don't, if it's not your thing, suck it up. It's not about you. It's about the people.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's
I appreciate
totally
that.
That's out. Very nice of you to say.
Nicely
that.
Done.
Thank
anyways,
you for being so
God
sweet.
God bless from Tennessee. Bye bye.
Later. God bless from Tennessee.
From Tennessee.
The Forgotten.
The
forgotten.
Only 10 I see.
Let's do that. Forgotten Friday, guys. And we'll just, one Friday, we'll broadcast just, live from a home.
We're mass labeling them. A lot of them are not forgotten about because their families
no,
do
No, that's
going
to be my first
them.
Question
what,
to every
month?
Single one of them. What's it feel like to be forgotten?
Right?
Forgotten Friday.
They're going to go, I'm so tired.
Flossie, so tired. You say you're a little tired this morning. Is that right?
I am tired.
She is very tired. That's actually, I heard, your favorite activity to do at the center here is to take a little nap.
Take a nap many times as I can.
Do you think she gets bummed out when she wakes up? She's like, oh. Still awake.
Guys, we're going to get emails about this.
No way. Because
they're going to be like, especially me and Steve.
Because they feel guilty about forgetting about the, you know, they're the forgotten.
You're
they
the champion. They're going to say, Dex is right. You guys suck. You guys are making fun of old people.
And we're not.
When in reality, it is a terrifying, Terry, it's a terrifying situation.
It really is.
The older you get, the more you start to realize that people that you have loved and they loved you, they just start to kind of forget about you, and you do start to just slowly become and realize that you are totally alone.
And the cat's now, in the cradle and forgotten and the about. Silver spoon.
Forever.
I don't. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When coming home, son, I don't know when we'll get together there.
Okay, now
you know we'll have a good time there.
I wasn't expecting that.
I am not Hispanic. Okay,
wait.
I know. So
he's not.
I wanted to clarify that for
good.
A second.
I am not Nordic.
when I start this off, because we talked about this on my other show before, and. One of my other show members brought up a good point. When you go into a nursing home, mm-hmm. you hardly ever see Hispanic people in the nursing home.
Well, that's because family is still super important.
Thank you, Teo.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's the reason why. It's because they don't put their family member in a nursing home.
No, it's because
when I'm 90, I want to be in a lavish nursing home, and I don't want to put that on my family. I don't, man. I don't. Imagine being like the older person and you're like, hey, I'm your burden. And then they probably feel like a burden. You know what that's like, Dex.
Why does he know what that's like?
What does that even mean?
You know.
Everybody knows that the majority of people.
To say
I'm a burden?
No.
I don't think you're a burden.
He called you a burden. Listen,
no, I just.
Everybody knows that man. The majority of people in a nursing home, it's elderly white people, and that's because the older
financial
white people get, the more we show our true colors.
Quote,
that's selfish.
Thank you.
Don't care about other people. Mm. Only care about ourselves.
Yeah,
I can say this because I am a white person.
Oh man,
I want to be in the nursing home, like the cool one where they're like, "You guys want to go play some backgammon?"
Man, those aren't real.
They're real.
Those are not real.
Those aren't real?
No, the ones that are real are the ones like in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah,
where
that's
they get
the
dropped
real thing.
Where grandma gets
a nice
dropped
school
off.
Glass of I can't say that.
No, you can't.
Yeah, there's
telling old people to shut up and being mean.
Okay, we're just
I hate you, Ben Stiller.
That was a joke. We know there's a lot of great nursing homes out there that take care of these people.
Right,
and you guys
we
do
just
amazing
lost
jobs.
Our sponsorship to the nursing home. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
No, and I want to highlight the caller real quick. That is an important ministry.
It really is.
It's something that I've never really been a part of. Because fact of the matter is, I get creeped out at nursing homes. Some people can go to hospitals. Some people can go to jails. Some people can go to nursing homes.
Right.
My thing is not necessarily nursing homes.
So I'm on my own.
Yeah, you're on your own. Okay. Well, no, I'm sure the caller from Tennessee would love to go with you.
Yeah.
But kudos to her. I love how she framed it. She said, we got to do this. That was really cool. That shows where her heart truly was. That she really did. She was caring about those people and putting them first.
We could set up activities.
No. Activities?
Yeah, we'll play games.
Little Flossie sounded like she just wanted to roll over and go back to bed.
Well, Flossie
like,
can
what
watch.
Activities? Okay.
She probably
she doesn't have to do anything. She can just sit there.
Hey, guys, we brought in some radio monkeys for you.
She is
110
years old. Yeah.
We could have wheelchair races.
Okay.
Why do they gotta be in wheelchairs?
Not, yeah.
A lot of them are.
Okay.
Gosh.
We could teach them how to do wheelies.
Nursing home games. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Kind of like dance games?
I just want to say that my family is Hispanic and our grandpa lives in a nursing home.
Really?
Boom!
That's a small percentage.
Just proving you don't
that's
care.
A small percentage.
His wife was really old and Charlie couldn't take care of him. But anyways, when I was little, in the nursing home, this lady used to follow me around. And it scared me so much. And she used to say, take me home, I'll pay.
She's like, please, thank you, help
and
me.
And I used to be so scared.
Yeah, she just wanted to get out of there.
I get that fear, but it's nice that you lived through it. I don't know what else.
See,
I don't
I'm
know
telling
the compliment
you.
To throw nope. out in that situation.
No. Good morning.
Hey, it's kind of a funny story about a nursing home. So my mom works in a nursing home up here in Rio Rancho. She's like, oh, you should bring your girls. I said, okay. So we took my girls, and she took us into one of the buildings where they lock them in so they don't escape. well, we go in there, and my mom's like, oh, these are my grandkids. And I turn around, my mom's gone. She walks out the door. Leaves me, my wife, and my kids behind. And the swim lady's like, oh, here, would you like some ice cream? I'm like, no, ma'am, my two-year-old can't. So I'm, like, turning my daughter around. I get called a bad dad. And next thing I know, I'm trying to get out the door, and all these old people are coming at me, and it kind of looks like one of those zombie apocalypse movies where they're all coming at you very slowly. I'm banging on the door. My mom's like, what happened? I said, you locked me in. So,
incredible. They're all just like, I the walker dead.
Zombie apocalypse
oh, my
movie,
goodness.
So.
I love it. Funny, man.
We call them walkers.
Because
they're all sporting them.
Good grief.
Studio at star88.fm. Totally get it if you hate us right now. I'm going to send an email to us saying you guys are just
Which is
jerks.
Funny because on Friday we had Bucky and we were talking, and I shared a bunch of different verses about why we are called to take care of the elderly because Buck is like 40 and dying.
Dude, sad news. A little update on Buck. He's had arthritis.
He's diagnosed.
He's got arthritis?
Yeah.
And diabetes. Yeah.
Really? He does not have diabetes.
I feel like you're projecting that one.
That one is so vague.
Maybe.
But he does have real diabetes. For realsies arthritis.
Yeah, he went to the doctor, and you know, the doctor said you're just getting old.
Unstoked.
This is real. That was real.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about it because I felt like Dex was disrespecting the elderly, and I talked about all the different verses in Scripture that talk about how we are called to take care of the elderly by putting them in lavish nursing homes.
Guys, you know what I'm trying to do? Especially since I was gone all week last week. I got home and I started playing with Johnny and I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to literally cherish every single moment.
Yeah!
Straight up. Because he is walking.
He is?
Champion.
Yeah, dude.
He walks everywhere.
He hung out with us all Saturday. Nice. And it was legit.
I told you,
man. He walks
man.
Everywhere.
It happens so quick.
He's everywhere now.
Yep.
And he's like standing up and walking around and then he walks over here and then he sits down. And he stands up and he walks over here and walks over there. And so it's just like, man,
cherish
he's doing puzzles now.
Cherish it. Let it sink into your mind because...
I am. It's
man,
good.
It just feels like yesterday my kids were doing the same thing.
It's pretty cool.
In the cats, in the cradle, in the silver spoon.
You turned around, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. I think, too, Dex, that now
when
that... Now that you two are both starting to realize that you are eking closer and closer to that nursing home lifestyle...
Okay.
I feel like you're both starting to feel very alone. You're probably going to get a little depressed. You're going to feel like the Lord has left you behind. But I'm here to remind you.
I'm 3 years older than you.
I know. I'm here to remind you that's not the case. You got me here to help you feel young. That's why.
Uh-huh. House of Heroes. Relentless. Teo's band. They just got back from tour.
Hooray!
A little week tour. Good to have you back, buddy.
I'm glad to be back.
Good morning, everybody. We are the Morning Invasion. This is Star 88. It's 9:06.
High of 66 degrees today.
Beautiful. How was the weather on your trip? Pretty good?
It was good. Yeah, we had a good time.
Oh, goodness. Go like us on Facebook if you haven't yet. It's Star 88 FM. Like us. Watch the videos. Just posted. Did you guys post the video? Which video did you post? Did you post the 110-year-old lady?
No. I posted...
The Obama girl?
I posted a picture of Cheryl Forberg.
Cheryl?
I posted Monday Mindset.
Mm.
And I posted, should high school punishments go on college applications?
All right. Good.
We had like 3 different people chime in saying how much they loved that Emery track we played.
Yep.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
There's a young girl who found out that Obama has to leave office. She is not happy about it.
I know. But he can only serve 2 terms, and his time is up.
No!
It's okay.
No, it's not.
We got to vote for another president.
She said, poor Hillary. She's so sad.
No,
I don't think that's Hillary.
No.
Poor little girl.
No.
If that was my daughter, I probably would have spanked her. But whatever.
Stop it right now.
What?
Grief. Well, she was throwing a tantrum.
She was. That's not okay. Come on.
Yeah, you come on.
Just saying.
My kids would never act like that.
Uh-huh.
I've never, ever acted like that.
Your kids.
Ever.
They'd probably just break something.
Or steal something.
Look.
Jaden used to be a klepto.
Did he really?
Yeah, she was She was.
She. I apologize.
That's all right.
Why did she steal stuff?
I don't know. When she was little, she just liked things and she wanted to take them home with her. And
wait,
so
that's
she would...
stealing?
Great.
So she would pack her pockets.
You're going to have to take Chrissy back.
Yeah.
We used to have to check her cheeks because she'd hide things in her cheeks.
Oh,
like a
my God.
Really? Like a squirrel.
Yeah.
Like a squirrel.
We'd have to do pat downs when we were leaving friends' homes because she would steal things.
Man, that's great.
No, it wasn't.
I remember one time I did that. I went over to, oh gosh, whose house was it? Chris and Jason's house, I think. They were my friends when I was little. I think it was their house. It might not have. Yes, it was. Maybe. Anyway, went to their house. One of them had a really cool sword, and I totally tried to take it. Got in the car. Confessed.
Oh,
you just couldn't do it.
My mom said, whose sword is that? And I was like, I'm sorry. I was going to steal it. Got out of the car. Immediately went back to the front door. Apologized. Gave it back. Said I was going to try to steal this and I can't do it. I was crying.
It's the worst.
Just crying and crying. I was like 4 years old.
Yeah. I stole a candy bar when I was probably 5 or 6 years old. And going back in to talk to the owner of the grocery store.
Yep.
Oh,
that is quite different from stealing a sword.
A candy bar versus a sword. Oh, it was a pretend sword?
But still, like,
I'm not going to steal a sword.
Like, was it a Lego sword? Or, like, no, you had a sword.
It was like a He-Man sword.
You made it sound like it was a sword.
What's wrong with you guys?
I don't know. I knew it was a fake sword, but it's still, like, I'm thinking of the size.
No, dude.
That's a serious smuggle, man.
I was 4 years old, and it was a little, like, I guess it would be classified as like a dagger?
Dagger
or a cutlass, maybe a scythe.
I got my first pocket knife when I was 3.
Yeah. I had, well, yeah, me too.
Oh, Montana.
But this was just like it was like a He-Man sword or something.
Oh, man.
I loved He-Man.
Something like that. Ninja sword.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was a ninja sword. Anyway, felt horrible, confessed.
Can we head to Paris, France?
I'd love to.
There's a 30-year-old named Alexandra Calais. Owns a restaurant just outside of Paris. It's called Les Hours de la Rochelle.
I have no idea what she said.
And don't worry, you're not going to need to know any French for this story. His restaurant made the Michelin Guide because it did more than $300,000 in business last year. And he says movie stars eat there all the time. Here's the great part about this story is that when this man tried to go to the banks before his restaurant blew up into what it is now, he tried to get a $61,000 loan to start this to start a second location for his restaurant.
Nice. Okay.
And none of them would give him a loan.
Wow.
So he's getting back. He's totally seeking some revenge on these bank people because he has a sign outside of his restaurant now that says, "Dogs welcome, bankers banned."
Whoa!
Unless they pay an entry fee of 70,000 euros. That's roughly 77 grand.
Ooh.
So far, he says he hasn't had to turn away any bankers who tried to eat there. But, quote, "I will the moment I spot one."
That's right.
Wow, dude.
That's right.
They turned me down for a loan? Okay.
That's
can't
one
eat
way
at my restaurant. No soup for you!
Oh.
I think that's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, where are all the... Come on. Banker matters. Banker lives matter, right? Hashtag banker.
Those bankers, man, they can be brutal.
Really? Walk I was always there the banker when we played Monopoly.
Mm.
I just wanted control of all the cash.
I'm not allowed to
you
be
pass
the banker.
Go and you don't tell me you need your $200? I'm keeping it.
I cheated too many times.
This is where the klepto in your daughter comes from.
I know.
You're probably trying to slide the little 500s over there.
I was. I was.
You're ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
338-3700 is the phone number. Did you guys hear about the robotic third arm?
The drummer guy?
Yep.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at over there?
Yeah, what's the giggles about? Look at the camera and tell everybody what the giggles are about. Everybody can see you.
You got the giggles over there?
Well, that's so selfish. Who needs three?
Let's talk about this for a second.
Go
because
for it.
We all have two arms.
Right. Well, I mean,
not all of us.
I don't want to say all of us. We don't want to exclude anybody who doesn't.
I'm going to make you guys feel so bad in a minute. Keep going.
Excuse me. Now,
I can't wait to make you feel
because
bad.
Of technology, we can now not only have two arms, but we can have three arms. Robotic third arm turns musician into cyborg drummer. This is real life, people. This is happening. Did you guys see the video of this guy? He's drumming. He's just drumming with his, you know, two arms, and then he has this robotic third arm coming off his shoulder, and it's totally playing the drums with him.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I'll look that up.
Here it is.
We believe that if you augment humans with technology, humans should be able to do, or would be able to do, much more.
You hear that? That's three arms playing the drums right there. Three arms.
Oh, I see what's going on.
Music is a great medium to try that. Music is something that is very timely. You really need to do things on the right millisecond.
Can you imagine having three arms? The things that you could do?
You could, man. You could probably scale buildings.
You could have a robotic arm scratch your back.
That would be nice. Because
it could reach back there.
It could?
Yeah, it'd be like, just go like up from the shoulder, in the back there, and then down your back. And then just start, oh, right there, yeah. A little further down. Why are you laughing at me?
No, I'm just thinking of things you can do with the third arm, and that's the first
thing
you think of.
What are you thinking about?
I'd have it scratch my back. I'm just thinking of, like, technological advances.
Who's on the phone?
Sword fights.
Hello?
Sword fights. That would be pretty epic. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Military. So, just think of the military out there. If they had a third arm.
I think you guys are in trouble today.
Right?
What are you talking about?
Do you
about?
Feel like it's because it's my first day back? They just.
I was going to say that. I was
you turned us off, Dale.
From the old people to Bankers Lives Matter, now to the third arm.
What are you talking about?
Can we talk about what I should do in this situation? Should I cut and run?
No, you need to straighten these guys out.
Okay, it's just.
It's really Steve-O.
It's really easy
yeah,
to
yeah,
run from your problem.
Steve-O giggled at the same time I giggled. I love you guys, man. But
love
you guys are going to get a few emails for sure.
Thank you for calling and reminding
me. We haven't gotten one email, pool
Later.
Guy.
We'll get it.
It Later. Just sounded so selfish.
What, the third arm?
Yes.
Why?
Because I know people with, like, one
so they could have
love
two
a second. Yeah.
Yeah,
so I thought like, oh, this technology is gonna allow for somebody like who maybe was
yeah.
in combat missing like a no selfish drummer who wants to hit the crash and the ride and Tom 3 at the same time, you know, and it's like, wait, what, why do we need that?
Def Leppard drummer could now finally have two arms.
Right. That's totally different than somebody
Again.
Needing a third arm.
Think of the things we could do with three arms, though. Tail?
If you can come up with something more advanced than scratching your own back.
Okay, I can. This would be great.
You can't.
In medical science, doctors and surgeons could actually use this
Thank
if it
you.
Was very precise, and it could be incredible.
Thank you.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It yep. would be really good.
That
Why didn't
good.
You guys approach it from that angle?
I mean, you know,
I tried to do the military.
You started
route,
off with
and then
drummers.
Laughed at me.
Yeah,
that's because the whole article was on this drummer with three arms.
It is pretty
arms.
Fascinating because it takes a lot of detailed control and stuff like that to do what they're trying to do with that. And that's what he was saying mm-hmm. before we, you know, came into this conversation.
Good morning.
Hey, so after hearing Steve-O's GameStop story last week.
Yeah.
I can imagine someone stoned from his house, he'd chase him out and spear him in the driveway. I could
hold him down with my third arm.
He walked in all proud. Got it back, babe, don't worry.
Dude, amazing.
It's pretty cool.
I'll see you later.
Thanks, man. I could walk my dog and still play my video game on my phone at the same time. Gosh, thanks, Terminator.
I want every time my third arm moves, this song plays in the background.
Terminator song?
I don't know if that's what we really want.
If they can program the arm to do complex drum stuff like that, then I bet they're working towards making it a reality for medical science. Totally. Because that's like, you have to get the timing right, it has to fit within the thing, change the signature, all that crazy stuff.
I could play my guitar and change the pages of the music at the same time.
Right? Thief says you could text and drive.
Ooh. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
There's so many things you could do with a third arm.
Yeah, that sounds so magical.
Do, 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 do.
We won't ever have to wait to do anything again. Terrible idea, guys.
No, it's not. Terrible. This is technology.
You don't need. No one needs a third arm.
I would like that.
All right?
One.
If we needed third arms, evolution would have given us one by now. We're hundreds of billions of years old. Am I right? Studio at star88.fm. That's studio at
star88.fm. George is going to email you again.
.fm. Nah, he stopped listening weeks ago.
Good morning.
What up, dudes?
Hey, Shane.
Hi, Shane. What would you do with a third arm?
Oh, God.
If I had a third arm, dude, I'd revolutionize the fashion industry because I'd need to develop a whole new line of clothing.
There you go. Practical thinking.
But now you're thinking, okay.
He's right.
You don't need to develop clothing.
When it's cold outside, you could keep your hands in your pockets and still use the third arm to take care of menial tasks like grocery shopping.
Where is said third appendage sprouting from?
It's from your shoulder, your hip. You could have one on your hip.
Why would you want an arm?
You could have one down on your thigh.
No, this
why
is
not?
It's just got, cause then it's a I'm third out, leg, I'm not I got third nothing. Arm.
Love you later.
Love you, Shane.
Shoulder is the only place, really. Unless it's like coming out of your rib cage and then you're like Goro from Mortal Kombat. But he had forearms.
Why couldn't you strap it on at any point in your body?
Because then it's not an arm. If it's an upper appendage, it's an arm. Lower appendages are legs.
We go a little bit lower.
Why don't you just ask Leslie to scratch your back?
Scratch.
Are you afraid of her? I think that's the real issue. Because there's no other reason why that's what you would think of.
A little higher. A little harder.
You are a weirdo.
You're a weirdo.
No. I think I can use this entire show as evidence to prove that I am not a weirdo.
Maybe you should never leave again. Maybe that's what you should look at.
So this is my fault. We just went stir crazy. This is
and
my
Jackson
fault.
And I are like, we're burning the place down.
You guys, what you're doing is not making me want to stay.
What are you talking about? We need you.
Answer that phone.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man, I was just calling about you guys as a third arm.
Yeah.
Hey, if God wanted us to have three arms, he would have made us with three arms.
Okay, stop
See?
It right now. You
See?
Know? God has created so many things on this planet right now that totally debunks what you just said.
Wait, what? That doesn't debunk anything, you moron.
He also knew that people would have a hard time just with two arms, let alone three.
Man.
It would be so awkward.
You know what? I can have
Dude,
a third arm.
I just got it.
What?
You could shampoo your hair and scrub your body at the same time in the shower.
Oh, my gosh.
I was thinking I could have a third arm that could answer phone calls. I want to issue
a public apology to those of us that don't have two arms. Maybe you lost it in an accident. There was some kind of birth defect thing that happened. I'm so sorry that you're having to hear this.
You know what's going
to
happen is Teo's going to get the angry email somehow.
No,
like,
I won't.
Somehow.
I think people trust me.
Good morning.
Oh, man.
Hello?
Hi.
Are you still listening?
Hi, hey. Yeah. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We're listening to you
right now.
Hi.
All right, so I want to address the
third arm.
Three of the topics that you've talked about this morning. First, going backwards, third arm. I think it's a very useful tool if you think in the lines of a certain, again, fictional character, commonly known as Otto Octavius. You remember him?
Booyah. That's what I was saying. That's where the whole medical science thing came from in my head.
Yeah, and again, in case of an artificial electronic arm, it would be very useful in quite a few mechanical, technical...
Right?
He became a supervillain! So, you're talking about so
imagine,
Dr. Octopus!
Imagine, if you will, let me paint you a picture. Your mechanic is looking at your car, and he has a very good technical skill, and he has one or even two extra arms.
Mm.
Suddenly, repairing your car becomes a very easier, much easier task.
And cheaper.
Not cheaper.
Not only would the arms be additional, but he could put tools on each of the arms that would be to perform specific
Dude,
tasks.
Thank you for
Twice
using
as much
your
work
brain.
Done in less time exactly. because you get That's paid, you get charged by yep. the hour. Gosh, you're so right.
That was good,
good
buddy.
Stuff.
Good stuff.
Going back, another topic, I guess, in reference to the nursing homes. Mm-hmm. Just great a kind topic. Of an FYI type of thing, most of the nursing homes do have main offices, and I've had the recent opportunity over the last year because of a family member going to various ones due to various illnesses to mm-hmm. kind of establish a kind of rapport with what they're like.
Mm. Yeah.
And the good news is that a lot of these nursing homes, the smaller ones, you know, are pretty much what I would call rehab places, where basically you go in for a short term. This is my opinion, not necessarily generally true, but my opinion. Some of them are smaller, and they are like rehab places. You go in if you had an accident or you had some type of stroke or something, you need to get back on your feet. They will take care of you. But for the longer-term facilities, they usually have very organized, like a day room activities or a multi-purpose room, so all you have to do is go in and talk to whoever's in charge of that, and they'll be able to set you up and or even maybe have you view some of the other activities, because a lot of these places have churches that come in on Sundays and things like that to perform services, and including music groups and things like that, like the high school bands or just people with talent. So if you're genuinely interested, all you need to do is call around, find out which facility you're interested in going to, talk to one of the coordinators there. That's what I'm looking for.
There you go.
And cool. They'll be happy to let you know what activities they have, what spots they have available. And then you can do a morning show, or maybe just do maybe a half-hour segment or something like that, record it, and then play it back at a later time. Going back one more topic, meal plans. From my personal experience, you were mentioning earlier, which one of you was having the trouble with deciding what to eat properly?
Both of these guys.
All of us.
Yeah.
Minus Taylor.
Well, I found that over the years that, you know, when you were mentioning, I believe it was Dex mentioning about common sense, and I realized that common sense is pretty much nowadays the media. We've been taught since we were young to eat from the food pyramid, you know, where meat, fruits and vegetables, carbs, etc. So all of us do have a certain innate amount of information on these topics, because as the saying goes, knowing is half the battle. And those cartoons and things like that used to talk about the different stuff.
Right.
Now, generally speaking, if you're losing weight, a lot of the different diet plans will simply remove or eliminate some of these items. Carbs generally break down into the bloodstream kind of as sugar. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Can I stop you real quick? What's happened is you're covering a lot of ground.
You talked about the third arm and like homes, and now
recapping the entire morning show.
You are literally, we're going to do this as the like what you missed segment, because you're recapping the entire show.
You're amazing, but man alive.
Well, anyway, carbs.
No.
Like
we gotta stop. We have to stop.
Amazing.
We got another call. We love you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, understood. Have a great day, gentlemen.
You too. Dex, where were you on that? You're the host. You're supposed to like stop him.
I don't know.
Gosh, did you fall asleep?
There's no way.
If you had a third arm, you could have answered the other line.
There's no way to stop that. Hello.
Hello.
How you feeling?
I'm okay.
Good.
I've gone to nursing homes before.
Mm-hmm.
Hot topic.
In fact, I had to do an entire complex to put new blinds up in every single room.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's TJ.
Hey, Teach.
And the things that I've seen and the things that I've heard, I don't think I can ever go back to another nursing home again.
Why? Wow. Because they want out.
What?
They want out,
yeah.
Right? They do. They're not happy there.
The floor was the dementia floor.
Oh,
and
man.
Teej, I gotta let you go.
What? I mean, he's just being real, man.
I don't want to hear it.
Oh. You're the one that brought up the topic in the first place.
It's a serious hot topic.
Yeah, but I have scars, mental scars.
Sorry, man. Hey, we're gonna do the first ever nursing home games sometime this year.
We are not going to do them.
I feel like we're kind of not committed. At
promotions
this
meeting this week. See if we can't get sponsored. Thanks, Teej.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, man. I don't even want to answer the phone anymore.
I can't imagine why that would be.
Well, it's 9:30. We have to take a break anyways.
Yeah, oh, my God.
You're not even paying attention.
Thank you, Wingman. Go ahead real quick, buddy.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I wanted to give a shout-out to my my sisters, because instead of putting my grandma in a nursing home, mm-hmm. they dropped everything, and they watched her literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week until, you know, she ended up passing away. So I want to, you know, shout out to my sisters for doing that. And, you know, I want to give a shout out to the people that work at the nursing homes and watching over these elderly people.
That's tough work, man.
Thank you for calling in.
See, I am completely screwed in this situation. I have three sons. They are going to abandon me so fast.
Don't worry.
My sister currently lives... My mom lives with my sister right now.
Don't worry about it. There's an old TV show called My Three Sons.
No, I just...
Completely mapped your life
totally,
out. It's all good.
That's
all
right. Not true.
Just watch it.
We got to go to break. We'll be back. When they try to
break you down, you can take... The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
Fair warning, the Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Donned a Nevada for Republican Donald Trump after his big win in South Carolina.
Trump says it will not get any easier for him.
You know, I'm dealing with very smart people, talented people, so I never take it for granted.
Hillary Clinton beat back a challenge from Bernie Sanders in the Nevada caucuses.
In the closest finish in race history, Denny Hamlin winning the Daytona 500.
What a great finish between he and Martin Truex Jr.
Deadpool, number one at the box office.
Police in Kalamazoo, Michigan are trying to determine the motive behind a series of shootings.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection will scan the faces and documents of people leaving the country on foot.
More than 30 governors gathered in Washington, D.C. for the annual winter meeting of the National Governors Association.
Virgin Atlantic gives would-be passengers a look at its new commercial spacecraft.
An arrest in a deadly shooting in Las Vegas.
Saks Fifth Avenue is making its first foray into a foreign market. Saks opened a store in Toronto, Canada.
Look in your eyes and you whisper sweetly. We don't match in size, but we fit so neatly.
If you haven't heard the news, Pete's Dragon, they're remaking it. First trailer's up.
Pretty cool. Excited. Comes out on my birthday.
Joking. I can't believe it.
By the way, my birthday is August 12th. Start getting the presents ready. Get them ready, folks.
I love you too.
Thanks, Dex.
938.
High today of 62 degrees.
Boom, 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 boom. Good morning.
Now, to recap, to finish on the gentleman's recap of the whole show.
No.
The chromosomes on the back.
Oh my gosh.
That was good, buddy.
Mike Hans!
What up? Good morning, guys.
Morning, man.
Hope you guys have a great had a great weekend. Mateo, welcome back.
Yeah, man.
Missed you.
Good to see you at the show the other night.
Just wanted to say, you guys never disappoint. How's the Heroes?
Woo!
My favorite bands. How about that bass solo, though, bro?
Yeah, man. Right? That was so good.
Did you do a bass solo?
Oh, man. No, you were there. I didn't do one. Wait, you quit. Did you leave early?
I left.
Because of your kids? Yeah, this is the cool thing. They do that every night, but I make up what I'm going to do. So when we were in Waco, I did something really funny. I was very proud of. Yeah,
did they actually turn
to me for the bass solo, and I said, timeout. On Saved by the Bell, Zach Morris used to do this thing called Time Out. And a couple of minutes ago, I thought, I should just time out, and everybody will have to freeze. And it worked. And they totally just stood there, and I was like, so anyway, this is the idea that I thought about a couple of minutes ago, and I feel pretty good about it. Time in, and then we went back into the song.
That's good.
It was good.
All right, love you guys. Have a good one.
See you, Hans.
Bye.
338-3700. Like to say hello.
Bo, 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 bo.
Talk about how great the show is this morning.
I mean, there's radio, and then there's radio.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Some of the best radio I've done in years.
Wow.
Proud of you.
Thanks, man. Mm-hmm. It's an honor for you.
Yep.
Just to real, be here. Real proud.
Ness.
News. A new study from the University of Michigan shows that having a husband creates an extra 7 hours of extra housework a week for women.
That is a lie from the pits of hell.
But a wife saves her husband from an hour of chores around the house each week. Quote, it's a well-known pattern. There's still a significant reallocation of labor that occurs at marriage. Men tend to work more outside the home while women take on more of the household labor. This is from Frank Stafford, of the university's Institute for Social Research, and that again from the University of Michigan. And the situation gets worse for women when they have children. Stafford's findings are based on a 2005 time diary data from a study on income dynamics, blah, 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 blah. So if you're getting married, the woman's going to probably end up working more in the house. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. My wife, I never, ever do it the way that she wants me to do it.
Mm.
So I feel
so it's like double work for her because she has to fix everything you do wrong. Mm-hmm. I wish you'd just get it right the first time.
I can't.
Oh.
If I had that third arm, though.
That dumb robot.
No!
So this study also found that young single women do the least amount of housework at about 12 hours a week. Married women in their 60s and 70s do nearly twice that amount, while women with more than three children spend 28 hours a week cleaning, cooking, and washing.
Wow.
It's not as bad as it used to be. In the 70s, back in 76, women did an average of 26 hours of housework a week, while men did about six.
Hmm.
Yeah. Times have changed.
Times have changed. Dex. Mm-mm.
It's so easy. Guys, I'm like, one of the things that I'm like really weird about are dishes. Mm. I think that's one of the few things that I make sure.
Like, is always you don't like dishes in the sink?
Like, if Chrissy is cooking, like last night, for instance, she cooks dinner. And so while she's like getting plates ready for the boys, I'm already like in the sink scrubbing the pots and like the, because, oh man, if you let those things sit, then you got like mashed potatoes just stuck to everything and it takes forever. Do it like while it's still hot. You know, she's like getting.
I like to soak mine.
Yeah, but.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I mean, you don't
but
have
it's great
to
that
soak
you
them.
Do it. You're right
you
there
do
by
it
your
like
wife's
right
side.
Away.
It's great that you're right
just
there.
Saying.
Just scrubbing away, right?
Especially if you're using like cast
just taking
iron,
care of the issue like, as it presents
yeah.
itself.
I think that's great.
Come on. It's easy.
Okay, so here's the thing. You want some of those flavors that soak into the cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you just immediately get rid of them?
Well, I don't immediately get rid of them because you're supposed to. You don't want them to actually like linger on there because they're cooked in already. So the oils are there. You just gently like clean them off, wipe it all out, and then put it back on the like oven and heat it back up to kind of dry it out.
So what? Good method. You do that
every time?
What?
That's how you preserve your cast iron, bro. You don't like. Oh, no. Oh, no. You don't soak cast iron, that's for sure. It'll rust. It's like the worst thing you could do. Yeah? Huh?
I don't have cast iron.
I think that
just
depends on how
Google
long you soak it.
Yeah.
I don't have cast iron.
Oh.
See, I bought these pots and pans off of some infomercial.
Okay.
They're like, they're supposed to, if there's a nuclear war, they're supposed to be able to withstand anything.
Yeah. You'll be dead, but, you know.
Yeah, but pots and pans
but the roaches there. Will love your pots and pans.
They will. They will.
Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no.
Again?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I've been listening to the show for years, and I always try to learn something, and I always try to take something away from it. Boom, 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 and boom, today, boom. It was a little different.
What did you learn?
Today, I learned that people in senior homes need a third arm so they can eat healthy.
There you go.
Yes.
That's a pretty solid. I feel like that's a good idea.
That's exactly what we were trying to convey.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Nailed
oh,
it.
God, dude.
Nailed it.
I love the way Mateo just had to come through and then straighten it out by doing this statistic boy-girl thing.
Yeah.
It's not going to work, dude. Everybody's on the third leg or third arm, whatever.
Yeah, it feels like we're on the last leg of our show.
Bull Boy and Chris's. We'll be down
there
March 4th.
I hope he uses this as a turning point in his life.
Yeah, I will.
March 4th, guys.
Really?
Down in Las Cruces.
Maybe we should stop.
That's what I've heard.
Okay, moving on to Dex's amazing article.
Uh-huh.
10 ways to make exercise more comfortable, even if you're carrying extra weight.
Oh, man, I'm so glad you're doing this. We had to do those lift thingies, right? Where you have the elbows out and you got the bar at your like neck. I almost passed out last week. I'm so skinny. There's nothing to press it against, like on shoulders or anything. They're like right up against it. And I'm like, my esophagus.
You're doing good, buddy. You're doing
Shut
good.
Shut up.
I got your back.
Whether you aim to shed pounds or just live a healthier life, exercise will play a key role. But let's face it, working out can feel awkward. You're going to look stupid. Difficult, stressful, and even painful, especially when you're carrying more weight than you'd like to be. So this lady, Allison Healing of Miles to Go Athletics, she knows just how you feel, and she has decided to make this list, 10 ways to exercise more comfortably when you're carrying extra weight.
That's me. Really, really, this is about me because I'm carrying a lot of extra weight. Mm-hmm. And doing some of these things at CrossFit are really hard for me.
Yeah. Yep.
I see Steve over there just, he's not winded. He's doing like 10 pull-ups in a row.
I weigh 12 pounds.
Yeah. I can't do one pull-up.
My favorite was the pull-ups where I was like, we're doing the toe, you know?
Toes to
bar. And I was like,
got those.
But then Morgan came over and said, hey, I want you to concentrate on nailing like the movement before you actually go for it.
So it's all
I'm
about
like,
form.
But I weigh 12 pounds.
It's all about form,
I
man.
I can totally kick my fingers.
That's good.
Yeah.
So number one, ease into this.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm worried about both of you.
Yeah. Just, you know.
If you're brand new to exercise or maybe you're returning after an extended break, don't jump straight into some crazy DVD or some crazy CrossFit. You can't just flop in there, start going 5 days a week and trying to do everything because you're going to break your back.
Stretching right now.
You're trying to push your body past its limits. And you got to ease into this. Evaluate where you are fitness-wise. Aim to gradually increase how often, how intensely, how frequently you move.
Today at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. So you guys got to ease into this.
We'll be there.
I'm easing.
Maybe just back in. Pretend like you've got a beep, beep, beep in your butt. Just back in.
I think I only went easy. Twice last week.
No, we did three.
Yeah, but I think I only did twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did three.
Yeah,
good job. Invest in your feet. This is true. You need to get proper shoes.
You mean my Aquaman Vans or my...
No. You're going to eventually... But you know what I would say, too? Responsibly, don't be the person that goes out and buys all this brand new super stuff.
Right.
And then you end up going once a week. Because you just wasted a lot of money.
Leslie got on me for my shoes because I've had the Nikes I wear to the gym. Yeah. I've had those for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really gross and disgusting. But I don't want to spend money on new shoes.
Yeah.
Because I spent the money on my wife's shoes.
Yeah. She
got her the pumps.
Yeah, those are nice.
The pumps?
Now I can't afford to get myself shoes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
She got the CrossFit pumps.
Ugh.
Okay, move to music. We do a good job of this. But you're going to want to play some music that gets your blood flowing.
I did that on Thursday.
Get you pumped up.
I took over, guys.
Yeah.
Good job. I felt like a champion. Yeah. I walked in there and Linkin Park was playing and I said, nope, that's not going to fly today, guys. And good old Emmy. I call her M&M's because she looks so sweet, but she's deadly like sugars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Her actual name is Emily.
Yeah. M&M's is cool, too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's our thing.
Gotta
She's
move.
Cool. My trainer, yo. And so I said, I gotta fix this, guys. This will not fly. We are not working out today to some Mudvayne and Linkin Park. Oh, so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad. I don't know who put in that Linkin Park playset.
It happens. There's different people like different things.
Guys, no. One thing, I don't know why. It doesn't really matter how hard you try. Because if you keep listening to terrible music, the workout's not going to go well.
Mm.
I think those are the words.
So what'd you play?
The Thrice.
That's always a good one.
Yeah.
So next one, and it kind of goes in with the other one. You want to do dress the part. So clothes. You don't want to wear ratty old clothes because they can kind of work against you.
I don't know,
I've
man.
Noticed that. I have noticed that. There's a couple different shirts I've worn where I'll get home and I've like chafed my skin.
Yeah. So you want to find one or two outfits that actually fit decently.
Like a good sports bra or something?
Okay. Maybe so.
Well, that's...
For some people, Dex, that's going to be the perfect thing.
Probably not.
But I'm glad you said it.
Men don't
me.
Wear those?
No, definitely
Some
not.
Of us don't.
Okay.
You can address any aches. This is a good thing about the gym we go to is everybody's really quick to, like, if you're in pain, they'll go, wait, where? And then they'll say, have you guys seen the book? There's a giant book of stretches.
Oh, wow.
It's in there.
Okay.
And like if you ever have this really intense, like specific, like hurt, pain, ache, you can go to that book and it'll tell you exactly what to do.
I like that.
Don't utilize it enough, but I should. Let's see. Go low on impact. So you're not going to be, you know, that's kind of like, I guess some people use ellipticals rather than treadmills because... It hurts your feet, can hurt the arches, the bottom of your feet. Mm. Are you guys still listening to me?
Yeah.
I feel like we're losing it here.
No, man.
You lost me.
I'm
elliptical.
In. I'm in. Sports bras. Sports
the bras. Basics of this list, it all kind of boils down to the first one. You got to be really careful when you start something new. You don't want to just dive into it and end up just breaking yourself in half.
Kind of like what Steve-O and I have been doing.
What are you talking about?
It's good.
I went twice last week.
Yeah. You just got to... You know,
and I'm only going five times this week.
That's why I'm worried.
We're meal prepping.
Meal prepping, bro.
Meal prepping is actually a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing.
That's the best thing.
It gives us the energy we need to fuel our workout daily, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Tomorrow I'm bringing in my juicer. We're going to juice on the air.
No, ooh, we are not juicing.
Do you really want to?
Yep. No, dude. He had this juicing thing last week, and then he was doubled over because he was like, I put 17 beets, put some rutabagas in there, and I was like, what are you talking about?
I wanted
about
to vomit after he was like drinking it.
Cramping.
I was like, I'm
like, what did you juice? Everything green in my house.
No.
It was awful.
The juice I made yesterday, I put too much ginger in there, so it's hot.
I thought you were about to say gin. I was going to be like, well, chances are your juicing should be non-alcoholic.
Yeah,
so
you know what?
That.
Juicing tips tomorrow morning on the show.
Oh,
bring in my juicer. We're going to have full-on juice bar going here.
Do that. Is there going to be any wheatgrass?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll bring it all in.
All right.
Good for your energy. I'm worried about you guys.
Dude, this guy. What do you mean you guys?
Both of you.
I haven't bought any dumb outfits.
He's gonna
I haven't gone
up.
Crazy.
You're going to break your back.
This guy's
That's
like
why I'm worried.
The juice king, and he's already got like all the crazy outfits. And like
I don't have any
the
outfits.
Headband. Whatever. What was that headband that you
oh
wore
my
on
gosh,
Friday?
You did.
Sporting headbands.
He brought a headband. And then halfway through, he's like, it's too hot to wear this headband.
It was,
like,
man.
I'm dying.
It was. I was channeling Opie from Sons, bro.
Opie, who never worked out, he just rode a motorcycle.
That's true. That's true. Yep.
That sounds about right.
I look great for 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You all done?
Yeah. It all tied into that first thing.
Overdoing it.
Just don't overdo it.
Yeah.
You just got to ease into it. That's going to make any type of strenuous activity, it's going to make it way more comfortable. Don't,
I know you're
don't
worried
go
about
full
us.
On.
We're fine.
I just want you guys to live. And you know, like going back to the nursing home thing, sometimes at work I feel like I'm in a nursing home.
Oh man.
And here in the studio,
it's the
I'm your
smells,
caretaker.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's the mothballs.
And I'm trying to help you guys.
Great.
Yeah.
But you know, you can't fight back age.
Mm,
age is going to come get you. It's already getting you guys.
Age and weight are just a number, bro. I learned that from Tommy.
We got a few minutes left of the show, so we'll just hand it over to you guys. You guys want to call in 338-3700?
I thought you were talking to me and Teo, and I was like, I got this, man.
No. If you guys want to, you know, comment on something on the show, but keep it short and sweet, you know, and don't be drawn out.
Do
with
a
your...
recap.
Yeah, okay. Recap.
We've already had a few of those.
Recap, you know, what we did on the show and all that. 338-3700. Tomorrow, mm-hmm. we'll definitely be talking about these lost tapes
Ooh.
Of the Apollo astronauts.
Ooh.
The Apollo astronauts heard some unexplained music. On the far side of the moon.
No. Okay.
And it wasn't Pink Floyd.
It was more than meets the eye.
Nope.
So we'll talk about that. And we have an astronaut on the show that I booked on Friday.
It's Space Week.
That you booked.
That I booked. He's
All right,
the last
you know
man
I'm gonna
on the
one
moon.
Up your, I'm going to one-up your
how
astronaut.
How can you... how can you one-up an
I'm gonna
astronaut?
Get like, I'm going to get like Luke Skywalker. Be like, oh yeah?
He's going to
I'll see your astronaut and raise you a Star Wars figure.
All right, if you got somebody, an actor from Star Wars, then definitely you'd one up me.
Dude, there is actually one right here locally who's filming the night shift, who is part of episode 7.
See if
nice.
You can get him.
Just saying.
Bet you can't get him.
He was on Lost. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've had him on my show.
You lost
me.
Have you?
Yeah.
Fine.
Good morning.
Hello. Morning, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Steve-O.
Yep.
Donald Cerrone back in the W column.
Donald Cerrone.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was amazing. Yep. I my wife and I were watching it last night, and I'm thinking, dude, it's going to go late. I got to go to bed, and I thought, nah, man. Cowboy's going to do me well, and I'm not going to have to stay up super late. First round! First round!
Later, buddy.
Heck yeah.
Good stuff.
338-3700. Good morning.
What up, dudes?
Hey, Shane.
Hey, so I did the first two... new episodes of the new season for Night Shift, and I got to meet Ken Long.
Yeah,
nice.
Dude, he's awesome, right?
I got to work with that dude, and also an X-Men.
Yeah, he
dude,
plays Dr. Toe for
and Lost, and all of a sudden he's standing next to me in the middle of the night underneath, you know, where we're shooting. It's ice cold out. I look to my left, and he's like standing next to me.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
ends up being a really eccentric, interesting dude, but super, super cool.
Maybe you could get him on the show for us.
Yeah, don't know him that well. probably the last thing in the world I was going to do is try to book him on the show. I'm
Didn't
a bad
you just
friend.
Say he texted you?
Say
dude,
it.
He's from my old stomping grounds, Brooklyn.
Didn't you just say
was
he
there
text-
for
yeah,
5 days?
He's straight up from NY. Dude, just had a new baby. Named the baby Dashiell.
Oh, see?
And you know nothing about him and you're
dude,
not good friends,
like,
but he texted
like the coolest
you and you know
dude on the planet.
Name.
Come on, man. Come on.
Dude, he's so laid back, well thought out, so and well, cool, yes. man. It was just, but for me, I hated to do it, but I'm like, hey, bro, Shane, man. And he's like, yeah, Ken, what's up, man? I'm like, can I get a picture
with you? Oh, you did
and
that.
We're working
you did
together,
that.
Right? And I know immediately he's like, dude, I'm on set, dude. I'm getting ready to work. But it was funny because the next scenes were my scenes. And then when I got done, like, running away from this whatever I was doing, he's like, he's just totally smiling at me. So he came back up to me, and we just wrapped out for a couple hours. Cool.
Nicely
dude.
Done. Good job.
Nicely
good
job, done. Shane.
Good
love you guys,
job.
Man.
Love
talk
you
to you later.
Later.
Peace.
See? I'll get him. He was in Star Wars. He was Admiral Statura. Come on.
Fine.
No?
No,
no,
no. All right,
fine.
Not gonna happen.
He was on Lost, dude. I'd still want somebody to explain it to me. He can do it.
If you guys missed any of the show this morning,
good.
You missed maybe the interview with Cheryl
Foberg.
We missed it too.
Yeah.
She was on The Biggest Loser.
Nope.
All season.
Nope.
All seasons.
Nobody missed it.
Good book.
Nobody
good book, Steve-O. Good book. Good book. Booking Wars is on. That's all I'm saying. All
right, fine. Good thing you don't have a phone number and you're booking guys. Call me. So, we'll see who books better interviews.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Darn it.
We'll see who wins this booking
Chip,
war.
I need my phone.
Booking Wars.
Have a great day, everybody. Tao, you get the last word.
Forte.